is Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
Stay calm.
Okay.
You stay here and relax. Mm-hmm. No need for us to freak out.
It's cool, bro. I'm woke.
If you have a dream, you must go after it.
This is actually kind of dope.
This is nice. Didn't say it wasn't weird.
This program is not available on 8-track tape.
This is not a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Oh, no.
This is real and completely serious because the newscaster said so.
Come on, rise and shine.
Right here?
Right here.
Right now?
Right now.
Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
You guys want to go to breakfast? Just a closed shop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
We'll be back in about an hour and a half.
I'd love a... like a sandwich thing with bacon and stuff.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. Dex and Steve-O. And B-Flow. Brittany Flowers is here, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Brittany Flowers.
Sing
on
it.
The show.
Oh, well,
it's
yeah.
Gonna be a good Thursday. Don't you know she's gonna bring it all night. And I rock it all day from Virginia, but she's in the ABQ today. Yeah.
What's
pretty
up,
good.
B-Flo?
Hi. How is everybody?
We're tired.
It's awesome.
Oh, me too.
That was literally all the energy I had for the rest of the show.
We're so tired.
I just wasted it all on your stupid song.
Well, it's 8 o'clock Virginia time.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So I'm feeling all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time do you usually get up? I think I ask you this every time you're on the
show.
I
aim for 5 o'clock.
Hmm.
So 3 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good
so
math.
You guys wake up like...
Yeah.
Oh,
twins.
Same time.
Twinsies.
Yeah. We could call each other.
Right.
While we're getting ready and putting our makeup on.
Oh, yeah. 3 a.m. because
that's
what
when
he
I
wants.
Get my makeup on is around 3.
Right. Curl
I get here at 3 and then I just put my makeup on before I do anything.
That's the only way to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know, I just want to get ready for the day. Make sure I get that done. That's the most important thing.
I was going to say, you have this beautiful, like, no makeup makeup look going on right now that all of the girls are trying to achieve, mm-hmm. and you are nailing it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a new, I don't even know the terms. I can't,
oh,
I can't even speak to it.
You should start a YouTube tutorial for makeup.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, I already have one.
Oh.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I talk makeup all the time. It's really cool.
All the time once he actually did. On YouTube once.
Dex
all time once.
Knows makeup.
Oh. Well,
oh, is that what it's called? Dex yeah. knows makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah. Brittany, not everybody knows who you are, so you have to, like, do the whole background check thing. You lived here, now you don't.
And I lived here, now I don't.
You were on the TV, and now you are elsewhere.
True. Yeah, no, yeah.
That's your story.
I used to co-host a show here that was called Tu Casa Style. Now it's not called that anymore.
So they still have it, but it's just called something different?
It's called something different.
Was it? It's called Lost now, right? It's really good.
Who does that? Who does the show?
Matthew
Chad.
Fox.
Oh, he still
yeah.
does.
Chad does the show.
It's
still.
About a plane crash on
good
a beach.
Does he have a female co-host? Did they replace you?
Yes.
She died in the third season. And then, yeah. So then all of a sudden her ghost, like, it was crazy. It was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. Dharma Initiative got involved.
Oh,
I think we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you ever check in to see, you know, how that female co-host is doing with your old partner?
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while, just to see what they're talking about.
Sure.
Because on our show, we're always looking for new
content. How much do you steal from us? You can be honest.
I wish I stole more.
You should.
Well, I used to text you guys and be like, well, what are you talking about today?
Yeah, I know, right? And vice versa, because yeah. I wish we could do fun stuff like you get to, because you get to, like, go out and do cool things.
See, but that I wouldn't want that.
I
Why?
Would.
No, I don't want to go out and be around people.
But you did the SWAT? What was
yeah.
it? Was
for,
it SWAT?
Yeah, for yeah. standby.
That
so
was terrible.
In September, I have a series called Britney's Best Shot, where I like to joke that it's me trying out new jobs just in case the whole TV thing doesn't work. So I've been a police officer, I've been a firefighter, sushi chef, a Harlem Globetrotter. But in September, I get to be part of the Army National Guard.
Oh, wow.
So I'm excited about that.
What's been the best job so far? Well, what do you
really
think? Which job would you pick if you had to pick one so far?
Oh, if I could be a Harlem Globetrotter, I'd obviously be a Harlem Globetrotter.
That would be pretty cool, right?
I was awful.
Yeah,
well, at basketball.
Yeah.
Are you good? You're just into basketball, or are you good at basketball?
I dabble, you know.
So you're MJ?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Or are you the greatest player of all time, LeBron?
Yeah, you know, used to. Yeah, man. You should watch what you say. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm actually a LeBron fan now. Like, I used to be totally against the whole Michael Jordan LeBron thing, like, who's the greatest? And now I'm like, you know what? They're both, like, the greatest.
They're both really...
they can both have it. No, they are.
MJ's What's the definition greatest. Of greatest?
Here's the thing, though. But here's the thing. They're different. They're different because LeBron is a whiny little baby, and Michael Jordan is not. So that's what makes Michael Jordan just a little bit better.
But he didn't have all of the social medias that he did. He didn't have the platform, so how do we know?
That makes it even greater for Michael Jordan. That puts him above LeBron. Mm-hmm.
But she's saying if MJ had those resources,
maybe we might see a little more of the baby. Like he's
maybe,
you know,
whatever. He played with the flu, and
but
won.
He's like, but LeBron's whiny on the court. Whenever I watch games, like he can be whiny.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan was never like that.
Oh. Oh, that's just evolution of the sport.
You can't say that word on the station.
Of the sport, not even if it's sports.
Nope.
That's just how it's progressed.
I had to dump it. Nobody heard it now.
It's how the sport has progressed over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so, okay, what other job besides Harlem Globetrotter? Did you like being a cop? Was that cool? Because that was
pretty
fun.
It was so hard.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, so what I did was they have like weeks of training, and then the last thing is like their test. So it looks like a video game. You start in your patrol car, you have to turn on everything, and then you see somebody do a violation. In mine, somebody ran a stop sign, and so you have to throw on your lights, and then you have
run
to. It's a police
them?
Chase.
Yeah.
But it's not exactly like an arcade game because the screen is in front of you and beside you.
Oh, wow.
But when you turn, your body doesn't move. So. Like, I was getting dizzy, and my head was going crazy. Yeah. So then finally you catch up to the guy, and then he shot at me.
Oh, my gosh.
And then...
Because he ran a stop sign?
Oh.
Wow.
He ran that stop sign.
Virginia be cray.
And then, so then you have to chase one of their cops, and then you have to do suicides on the basketball court, and then you have to wrestle.
Okay.
You have to do... you have to grapple, with them for a minute, and then you run back in, and they like hand you it's an actual gun, but it's like a laser, and then you're in front of a projector screen, and then you have to like give them commands.
How many civilians did you kill?
Zero.
Really?
Nice.
But it was weird because it like I knew that it wasn't real, and then I'm like telling him to put his gun down or whatever, and then he turns, and my very first shot, I shot him right in the head.
Oh my gosh, in the head!
And
is that where you're supposed to shoot him? I don't think that's where you're supposed to shoot him, right?
No.
I mean, you're supposed to shoot to kill. If you shoot, you shoot to kill. But
I mean,
like, oh really?
That's what I've heard.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Well,
if you shoot to kill. You don't shoot to wound him,
right? So,
right? Am I right?
I don't know. Cops? Are there police officers that?
I watch a lot of TV. I don't know. I mean, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Well, it was weird. That one was interesting.
So how'd you do on the test when you were done? Did you pass?
I mean, I did good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said I did good. They said better than what they thought I would do, which is what people have said. They don't think I would do very well in
Did you get to kind of see from the perspective of being a police officer what it's like as far as when you approach a citizen and – let's say they have a gun and or they pull out something else, some other weapon, and then because you had all these cops that are shooting people, but I can't imagine being
in
that position.
It is really interesting because my show is not, we're not super newsy. We're not talking hard news. We're not talking bad news. We talk about happy things, right? Mm-hmm. But while I was there, he was talking to me and he showed me like how fast it can happen between just completely standing still and then boom, you're shot.
Right.
So that was pretty interesting. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of training that goes into it and a lot that people don't really know about it.
Boom, you're dead.
Oh!
See that?
Oh!
I do it all the time.
See?
I show people all the time how fast it is. Like,
uh-huh.
he didn't even have time to react.
And
boom,
didn't.
Syringe to the neck, he's dead. He's out cold.
Adam says you shoot to stop them.
Oh, you shoot to stop them?
Yeah.
I stopped him.
Oh. You shoot to stop him? Yeah, in the head. Right,
and then
right between the eyes.
I went again because we didn't want to keep that one. So I went again, and the second time I shot him in the chest area, which is where you're supposed to, but then he was laying on the ground, and he was about to shoot me, and then I shot him in the head.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm a good shot.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, good.
Yeah.
Right on.
So
we're glad you're here.
I mean. No, we're really stoked you're here. Okay. It's been a while.
It's good to have you back in studio.
It's been since March.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's only been like 2 months.
Yeah, that's not that
long. That was 3 months, guys. It's March, April, the second to last day of June.
Wow, okay. You're right.
July's in 2 days. Okay.
Okay.
2-3 months.
It's been a while.
Fine.
I feel like we're going to use that. That would be like last year she was on the show.
Okay. Well, it's still been a while. You've been on the show more recent than Teo, though, so. Because he hasn't been in studio
Who?
Since. Yeah, yeah, he, this guy.
That's what we...
He used to. Mm-hmm.
That's how we handle it.
Never heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty tough. We don't really say his name.
Mm. It is hard.
You just call him Cat Guy.
Don't say his name ever again.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, something happened 10 years ago today. It's very special. Very close to, I think, all three of us.
I could tell you exactly where I was. Mostly because I was still working here.
Talk to me.
10 years ago. And people were like, dude, there's this new invention thingy, and it's going to be crazy and revolutionize everything.
I have a hair on me.
Yeah, you do.
And so I was tasked with being the radio DJ guy that had to camp out outside the Apple store to do, like, interviews and interact with people, and it was, like, weird. And I think that was the day I joined a cult.
Huh.
Because I was the first dude in line. And we got in there, and people were clapping and cheering.
Sure.
And it was weird, and people were buying things. And I wasn't even there to get one for myself. I was just, like, one of the people that was in line, holding and broadcasting.
Brittany's not even paying attention.
Who's texting during this? Steve-O's trying to talk.
That was
and
you.
I immediately ended up buying one because I was sucked into their eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, you need this. And I've seriously had an iPhone since the very first day iPhone came out.
Wow.
10 years crazy? Ago today, guys. 2007.
10 years!
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone. And we are calling it iPhone.
Antichrist. The iPhone came out 10 years ago today. And it had 4 gigabytes of storage, a 3.5-inch screen, and it cost $500. The thing, I was watching videos this morning of it, and it was so bulky,
yeah,
heavy.
Round and like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Crazy.
I wish I still had mine, though, because I bet you that's probably worth something.
Yeah, those are worth money now.
Ugh. Anytime I got the new one, I would go on eBay and sell my old one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We're one of those keep our electronics type people. Oh. Like, we have all of our old iPods.
See, that's cool.
Yeah, those are worth money.
I gave mine away because it was like the 40 gig, which, you know, back then, it was just like, dude, look at this thing. So many gigs. I gave that to our boy, Dave Martinez, because he needed like a hard drive.
Wow.
I wonder if he still has it. For.
Maybe. It was like the
probably
click
still
wheel.
Probably still uses it.
And had the buttons.
Yes.
Yeah. Old school.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, what
this is pretty interesting. By 2027, your smartphone will be no thicker than a pane of glass.
I don't know if I like that.
Okay, but my phone is always cracked, so I'm going to crack my whole phone?
Yeah, I know. That's great. The one thing. After 10 years, really, Apple, you couldn't get us glass that doesn't break when it falls 2 inches to the ground? Seriously.
Right?
2 inches to the ground and it shatters.
Mine doesn't break. Watch this.
Whoa, I thought you really did that.
No, because I'm not a dumb. I'm the only one in here who doesn't have a broken phone.
So, wait, is yours broken too, Dex?
Yeah, I got out of the car and it fell 2 inches.
It's always the car.
Yeah, I had it between my legs and I forgot about it. So when I got out, it like rolled off the seat and cracked. There's like a little crack, but still.
Oh, my.
I thought the iPhone 7 was supposed to have like really hard glass compared to all the
other ones. Oh, do you have the 7?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what
really
they put?
Really hard glass.
Really hard glass. Okay. That was on their ads.
Yeah. You know, the iPhone 7
has really hard glass, guys. Oh, man.
That was the advertisement to beat all other advertisements.
That's right. What is the Gorilla Glass? Is that what you call it?
What?
The androids have gorilla glass.
I feel like
you're
making things up, right?
Look it up. Android have gorilla glass.
Why do they call it that?
Because it's really, really hard.
Because the gorillas can defeat it, or they can't?
I don't know. I just remember watching an Android commercial.
Maybe.
And they're like, we have the new Gorilla Glass.
It's like from the zoo because they have to have really thick glass
no,
at the
no,
zoo.
Yes, no,
that's
gorillas,
it.
No, yeah. Gorillas tested yeah. it. That's what it is. They tested it and
right,
it's gorilla
from the
approved.
Zoo
yes.
Because gorillas bang on the glass and it's like, this glass kept a gorilla
and then the
in
glass
the zoo.
Just had poop all over it.
Oh, man. So,
you Android users have poop phones.
So 20 years from now, what will our smartphones be like? They say it'll be thicker, or no thicker than a pane of glass.
Okay.
You'll charge it wirelessly and measure battery life in weeks, not days.
Ooh.
The camera will blow your mind, as will the processor.
As will the price.
There'll be a 5-gig network. More reliable than anything you're used to now. Yeah, they say that's every nerd's wish.
Yeah, but it's still like a dream. We don't know that that's
see,
really
Gorilla Glass.
What's going to happen.
It says right here.
Okay.
Corning can already embed
circuitry
into Gorilla Glass that is both flexible and nearly indestructible.
Flexible?
Gorilla Glass.
Yeah.
There it is.
So it'll be
where did
bendy.
You get this?
I don't know, like somewhere on the internet.
Somebody exactly. on Facebook.
Yeah,
because like,
that's 10 years from now, and who knows?
Wait, so are they coming out with the new iPhone? Is it true that there's the iPhone X? Is that an actual
X?
Thing?
Really?
I feel like they're saving that for the 10.
Oh, yeah, but it's...
Because we're only up... It's only going to be the 8.
This is the iPhone 8.
That's not the iPhone
yeah,
8.
Yeah, it is, guys.
Stop
I found it.
Stop going to YouTube and looking up fake
Look
videos.
Look at how beautiful it is.
That's not real, man. Yeah,
it's real. Like somebody could just make that. Okay. Little docking port. Look at how shiny it is. I bet that is
when you
glass.
When you watch movies and it's like Star Wars,
oh,
you
just,
are like, that's
yes.
real. Like somebody could just make that.
Yes. There's no way. No way somebody could just
you
make that.
I still can't believe they were filming it in space.
Look at that.
Oh, gosh.
That's not real. Wait, that looks pretty real.
That looks pretty
actually.
Real.
Yeah.
Man.
But whose YouTube is this from? Is it from Apple's YouTube?
Tiger
Courtesy
Mobiles.
On Leaks.
And you know what? I checked all of the comments and not one person said it was fake. So I'm going to go with it's real. Okay?
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
We'll see.
There we go.
Yeah, all right. I bet you nothing really is going to
well,
change.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, 10 years ago, the iPhone.
That's crazy, man. A decade has gone by.
A decade's gone by.
And it really has changed the way we do so many things.
Do you think for the better or for the worse?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say both, too.
Communication, I think connecting... With other people.
Think about FaceTime with
yeah,
your
I was just
kids.
About to
like
say.
You got to have yeah. a conversation with your son this morning.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
States it away is. In a car and he was just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But it's also I don't know. I was reading an article about scientists say that children in the summertime need to be bored. Like, for their brain development.
Really?
They need to be allowed to be bored
right.
so that they can discover for themselves how to change that, if you will. But nowadays, what we'll do is freak out and just put an iPad in front of them.
Right.
Or give them our phone or
well, the article
it is,
you shared yesterday
or video games.
Was
or,
talking yeah. about, you know, how our smartphone, we are actually dumber because...
Yeah.
We rely on our phone,
mm-hmm.
and we don't think about things anymore. We're just like, somebody asks
right.
us a question, we're like, oh, let me check it. You know, we don't
yeah.
think about it.
We don't have to critically think anymore because we just have Google.
Right.
Google it.
So.
That's all I got to ask, Google it, yeah. guys.
Google it.
I think that's what the article, hold on, let me Google it.
Just Google it, guys.
Check, make sure
Hit
that's
the
what they said. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks. I'll be here all week. Actually, today's my last day.
Is it?
Yeah, because tomorrow.
Forever?
Tomorrow is, tomorrow's Freedom Celebration,
it
so
is.
We're going to be sleeping in.
We'll give you all the details about Freedom Celebration. 585 Live, if you'd like to text into the show. 585-5483. We're on Facebook Live, Star 88 FM. Go like the page. Let's see, what do we got on the show today? 20 movies where the bad guy wins.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, man. Now I got to start thinking.
This hairstyle is making a comeback. What do you think? 11% of men want this new hairstyle, and it was pretty popular back in the 90s. What do you think?
Mullet.
Mullet? See, that's the first thing I thought of, but that wasn't 90s, was it?
I have no idea.
Okay. I thought that was 80s. Joe says he still thinks it was the worst idea ever to get rid of the headphone jack. I couldn't agree more. Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Frustrating.
And who drank the most coffee on Friends? It's a slow news day, guys. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Brittany Flowers is hanging out with us this morning. We'll take a break. Traffic and headlines next.
What's going on in the news today?
Couple of big off-season moves in the NBA. LA Clippers point guard Chris Paul has been traded to Houston. And New York Knicks president Phil Jackson is out after 3 years.
The Goodwin Fire in central Arizona's forced evacuations of several communities.
Little Rock, Arkansas, a man yelled this.
Freedom!
An official say he drove his vehicle into the brand new Ten Commandments monument at the state capitol.
The new leader of South Korea is on his way to the U.S. to meet President Trump during a period of escalating security worries on the Korean Peninsula.
Nikki Haley saying the U.S. is ready to flex its international muscle.
Our friends and our rivals know that America has once again found its voice at the United Nations.
Shipping giant FedEx now says deliveries by its TNT Express subsidiary have been slowed because of that cyber attack.
34 wildfires now burning in the West.
Congressional Republicans are facing widespread disapproval of how they're handling efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Oh,
Dex,
man.
And Steve-O and Brittany Flowers.
Brittany Flowers!
It is 6:36.
Yes. High today of 98 degrees, Nick Lachey. Taking a look at the roads this morning. Nothing.
Nothing.
Whole lot of nothing. Everything's looking good. However, Coors Boulevard at Sevier Avenue. Traffic lights are flashing red. Treat it as a four-way stop, please. Thank you. Did you look at traffic?
Traffic!
585 Live. That's our live line. Text in. Be part of the show. What's on your mind? How you doing? Tell us all about it. We're on Facebook Live as well. Coming up, we'll talk about some movies where the bad guy wins. How many are there? There's a few out there. I'm trying to think of a couple. Throw one out there. Did you think of one?
Where the bad guy wins?
Okay.
But you,
I can't think of what it's called, but...
We're like totally going to spoil movies here, by the way.
Oh.
Right? Ooh. We're giving away the ending of movies.
That's kind of a good point there. How do we feel about that?
Okay,
everybody?
Depending upon your perspective, Fight Club?
Fight Club.
Bad guy wins in Fight Club? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm serious, like, depending upon where you line up with that, because I, you know...
Ah, got it.
It would be like, well, the man is, quote, the bad guy, but it's like, no, Tyler Durden, you are the bad guy. You are a bad dude.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole ideology, like, you are a dumb.
Mm-hmm.
The Strangers.
Oh, I never saw it. Thanks for ruining it.
What was that one? That sounds familiar.
Liv Tyler?
It's the one where the bad guys win.
It's the one where the bad guys win.
It was,
Aww.
Oh, who else was in that with Liv Tyler? Yeah, but who was the dude?
Oh, I see.
It doesn't matter because apparently the bad guys win, so they all die. Cool, thanks, bro.
Thanks, man.
Scott Speedman.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, yeah. Was that it?
I got one. We'll talk about this later. We'll go over the list, but... What's in the box?
But he doesn't win.
Seven.
He doesn't win.
Mm.
He wins.
The bad guy won big time. That was awful.
Yeah. But does he win?
Yeah.
In that one, everybody loses.
I don't know, man. I don't know. So we got that coming up for you.
Somebody said Black Swan.
Black Swan.
No, never seen it.
You've never seen Black Swan?
No.
I heard it was terrible, so I never did either.
Mm. It was pretty dark.
Was it like black?
These are all like dark I don't know.
Well, yeah, if the bad guy wins, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a pretty dark movie.
Right. Oh, I got one. La La Land. Oh,
never thought.
Bad guy wins in La La Land?
Yes. Hated it.
Nobody wins, man.
Nobody wins!
Mm.
Hated it.
After seven, we'll go over the 20 movies, but a bad guy wins. We'll spoil all of those movies for everyone.
It'd be great. Rob Lowe and Dex are best friends.
You can't put me into this category anymore, okay? I'm not a believer.
Whoa. Can't say that on Christian radio.
Whoa, I thought I couldn't say...
Let me back up
what
for
I said
second.
Earlier.
Let me back it up. I didn't mean like... I don't know, man. In Christ.
B-Flo's talking evolution. You just said you're not a believer. I just don't even know what to do anymore.
Right. Steve, just read the story.
Rob Lowe has a new A&D series called The Lowe Files because they couldn't come up with anything better, where he and his two adult sons go searching for the paranormal.
Yes.
And in at least one case, they supposedly found it. Rob Lowe claims he had an incredible encounter in the Ozark Mountains with the wood ape.
With a skunk squatch?
The wood ape.
That's a skunk squatch right there.
I've never heard of the wood ape.
Nope, me neither.
He goes by a bunch of different names.
That's the Ozark Mountains version of a Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
He told Entertainment Weekly, "I was lying on the ground thinking I was going to be killed." I guess this all unfolds in the season finale, so Rob wouldn't give up too many details, but he did say, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, there are a lot of serious former military men with loaded weapons, then something starts approaching our camps that is defying their orders to stop and their warnings that they were armed. And I guess there's an awesome promo.
Since I was a little boy, I've loved spooky legends and scary mysteries. And when I had boys of my own... We bonded over those campfire stories.
We're going on a search for Sasquatch.
Yes.
We debated whether Bigfoot was real.
That is a real track of Bigfoot.
Or if ghosts really existed.
I'm in.
We swore that one day we would find out those answers together. That day has come.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, I'm in. The Lowe Files, A&E, August 2nd. Beautiful. Aliens,
love
Bigfoot,
it.
Loch Ness.
Really?
Yeah. All of it, man.
The Lowe Files. Really?
The Lowe Files.
It should have been called The Lowdown. Huh?
Like nah.
Rob Lowe? No, because I see where they're going. Because of the whole like alien
low.
Thing. X-Files, The Lowe Files.
Yeah, I get
no,
it.
No, we get it.
I feel like you guys are having a hard
it's
time with that one.
It's just so bad.
I like it. What's nothing wrong
like
with that?
It.
The Lowe Files?
You're just being a hater.
B-Flo!
Come on, man.
No, that's a really dumb
I
name.
I love Rob Lowe.
Me too.
Yeah, see, okay. But that shouldn't mean that everything is gold with Rob Lowe. Like,
wait,
that's
but
a
didn't
bad
he just
name.
Do those... Wasn't he the...
KFC
Colonel,
man?
Yep, Colonel.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders.
That's it?
Yeah.
I loved him in that.
I loved his portrayal of Colonel Sanders.
I have no idea what you guys
so
are talking
right
about.
On. What?
He was Colonel Sanders?
Yeah,
yes!
In the new KFC commercials.
Honestly, guys, I don't have like satellite anymore.
Oh,
so.
You're missing out.
Really? I don't either, but it was on the news.
Really?
KFC.
Yes.
Yeah, KFC has like 9 different colonels now. And it's all these different famous actors. Yeah.
Have not seen it yet. Not one.
Huh. And Patrick Swayze's brother's in the commercial. He plays a
what
cowboy.
What is he like?
He literally does this.
Does he look like Patrick Swayze?
Yeah. And I'm like, that's bad. Wait, that can't be. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
The Bodhisattva. Okay.
Does he act at all?
Huh?
Patrick Swayze's brother?
Ish?
What's, yeah. Can we call him something like his name?
No, if you're Patrick Swayze's brother, I mean, that's your name.
God.
Like, that's your name. That's the curse.
Yeah.
When your brother
anyway, I
want to
see this show.
A legend.
Dude, people are just going off on the live line still about the movies. Thanks. Train wrecked everything.
It's a hot topic.
My buddy Jay chimed in earlier on the phone on my phone, and then Joe said the same thing. And I'm very disappointed with myself, so much so that I think I need to leave. 20 movies where the bad guy wins and Empire Strikes Back isn't the first thing that comes to your mind? Really?
Well, let's save them, man. Save them. We'll talk about it coming up.
Oh. Yeah, let's discuss that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I have an opinion.
On Empire?
Yeah.
Can I just say right now that's not my favorite Star Wars movie and make all the other nerds mad?
Well, okay, well, depending on what it is. Is your favorite Star Wars movie?
Return of the Jedi. Hands down. Hmm. You know why? Because the bad guy doesn't win. Because Luke, becomes the Jedi and saves his dad.
That is ridiculous.
Redemption, dog. Hmm. Jedi. Also Ewoks, and I was a child.
Yeah. All right, in other news, pregnant women chase thieves and killed him.
What?
No, no, they didn't.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
Pregnant thieves? No.
Pregnant thieves run over SUVs. I'm reading the headline.
What?
Yeah. A pregnant woman chased a thief and ran him over with her SUV. That's what really happened.
Got it.
Yeah. I was close. Cameras were rolling as a pregnant woman struck a dude with her SUV after catching him going through her purse. This happened in North Carolina. That's your neck of the woods-ish, sort of.
Yeah, in Asheville, I can see it from here. Wow, I hear Asheville's really cool.
Really good vision. Wow. You were so far. How can you read this? Now I can't trust you if we do trivia today, because I'll feel like you're cheating. When a 26-year-old woman in North Carolina found a man breaking into her SUV in a Walmart parking lot, she chased him, but she couldn't catch him. So she jumped behind the wheel of her vehicle and stepped on the gas. We have a clip.
She slammed on her brakes, crammed it in reverse, and run over the median over there in between and hit him in the back. I mean, he was running and she just flat hit him.
Witnesses tell News 13 the man who was hit was allegedly going through the woman's belongings in a red-orange Ford Explorer.
When I walked out of Walmart, he had her purse and he was pulling all of her stuff out. And then me and my friend, we told him to put it down. What are you doing? She stopped and he ran off. And then she came up behind him and hit him with the car.
When the driver, Christine Broswell, came out to her car, she says she confronted the man before she claims he took off with her purse.
I doubt it. She got right in her SUV and she ran him down.
What was in her purse?
It doesn't matter. She's pregnant. You don't mess with a pregnant lady, right? Seriously.
Yeah.
Hormones, just crazy. You know, you're uncomfortable. It's probably hot out. It's humid there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some stupid thief rolls up on you, steals your purse. You ain't getting away with that.
Hey, yeah. Is it thief?
It's a thief.
It's a thief?
It's a thief.
And then thieves.
He was a steady thief. But he was thieving. Right?
But what was in her purse?
Well, I mean.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't think I would hit anybody with. I mean, maybe it was a knife. Some people like purses a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but think how annoying it is. Like, you have all your credit cards.
Right.
Okay.
You know, and then you have to cancel all those.
Right. But now she probably has to, go to court because she hit somebody with her car.
Maybe go to jail. She did run him over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
Speaking of going to jail, we always tell dumb criminal stories. So I want to highlight one that's awesome so that people will start to respect and possibly turn to that life. Wait.
What?
No?
What?
Okay. This guy must have been planning this for a long, long time. It's kind of a shame this didn't work out, actually. I'm not going to lie. A cop in Dakota County, Minnesota, pulled over a dude this weekend who had an outstanding warrant for a drug charge. The guy did what any normal human being would do. He handed the cop a Monopoly get out of jail free card.
Yeah, everybody has one of those in their wallet or purse. I have one just in case.
I'm not going to lie. This is one of my favorite things I've ever seen.
If you're a cop, if I was a cop and somebody did that to me, I think I'd let the guy go.
He has an outstanding warrant for a drug charge.
Yeah.
You can't let him go.
No, man.
I love it.
I just wish we had video. I wish there was a chest cam or something to where we can just see.
He probably just pulled it out and he
was like, oh,
license and registration.
Will this do? The cop said he appreciated the guy's sense of humor, but he totally arrested him anyway. Yeah.
I'm going to go home today and I'm going to make sure I go to my Monopoly set and get that get out of jail free card.
Oh,
man. Stash it in my wallet.
Yeah, maybe don't do drugs or have drug charges against you and whatnot. However, that's hilarious.
Next time I get pulled over for speeding or something, I can just whip that thing out and then he'll just give me a warning.
No.
No?
No, because speeding's different. Yeah, like, this guy had a warrant for his arrest, and he was like, hey, you're going to jail. And he was like, I think not, my good man.
Boom!
Boom! Knighted! Yes! No, no! You're still arresting me. Okay, cool. Gosh, I wish I could have been there. That's my favorite thing
ever. I'd be the worst
ever.
Cop ever. I would. Because I would have let the guy go. I would have been like, you know, I'll just go.
He's got a warrant for his arrest.
I would have taken, the get out of jail free card and I would have let the guy go.
I think there are situations where maybe, you let the guy off with the warning, but not an outstanding warrant for a drug charge. Maybe. Yeah. Yes, maybe. So here's something interesting. Moving on to movies. We were talking movies earlier. The first Avatar movie was in 3D. And honestly, can anybody think of a better movie that utilized 3D? Like, seriously? Did you ever see Avatar?
Meet the Robinsons.
I know I saw it.
Dude.
But
that was my first 3D experience.
That was Jack's first 3D experience.
So great.
That's funny. You don't remember Avatar?
I know that I saw it.
Okay.
In the theater?
And it was on TV the other day, so I watched a little bit.
Yeah, see?
I watched the very last 5 minutes.
To me, that movie still like takes a cake for 3D.
Yeah, and that movie honestly isn't a very good movie without the 3D.
What?
I didn't really like it. Once I watched it at home...
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think it's all right.
Because it's so beautiful to watch.
Right.
The 3D is so...
He loves blue people.
Oof.
So it was like... A movie that was just made for the experience.
Kind of.
Yeah, it took him like 20 years to make that movie, right?
Well, get this. Yeah, it took him forever to make the movie. And James Cameron, director of Avatar, has come out talking about the sequels, which are probably going to require a brand new type of 3D that you won't need glasses for.
I love that.
This guy is like... a pioneer inventing technologies. There are people who complain that James Cameron is more interested in technology than actual storytelling. But this may actually be amazing. He's working on technology for film that you can watch in 3D without glasses.
Those stinking glasses.
Isn't that weird?
Do you like 3D?
I do. I actually do. I'm one of the like rare that actually enjoys a 3D movie. I just don't really care for the glasses all that much.
If it's a big... like Star Wars or something like that, sometimes I'll go for the 3D. Maybe Spider-Man, right? Because he's going to be web-swinging through. Because more often than not, it's a distraction for me, so I can't. But like Doctor Strange, that was fun in 3D.
Yeah, that was that
Guardians
was really
of the Galaxy,
cool.
That was fun in 3D.
Do you always have to like pull your glasses down to come back into reality?
No.
No, because it's just a movie on the screen.
Oh. But it's 3D.
I feel like I'm in the movie. Sometimes I just have to take my glasses off.
Oh, yeah. Man. He is making 4 Avatar sequels. So, really, quadrils. He's making quadrils. Mm. 4 sequels. The first one isn't even due until 2020.
What?
So
what? I thought it was 2019.
Yeah. Nope, 2020. That's only 1 year later. You know that, right?
2020 is not that far away.
It's not that far away at all. True. It's almost 2018.
You're right. Yeah. I just really thought
it's conceivable that he could have the process ready to go for Avatar 2 if, not one of the later ones for sure. But yeah, he's working on 3D without glasses technology. See, that to me freaks me out. It's like remember those posters when you were a kid and it was
yes.
like staring at it and then your eyes would wig out and then you'd go cross-eyed and it was like, it's a sailboat!
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I still can't believe this hasn't come out here in the United States. When I was in the Middle East, like this was 7 or 8 years ago, they had flat screen TVs, mm-hmm. 3D without glasses. You just had to stand in front of it. And it was the total 3D experience without glasses.
What?
Dead serious. They had them at the malls on display. But I've never seen them here. That was like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
People mm-hmm. are freaking out because they're just now realizing that you are on the show, B-Flow. Liveline.
Brittany Flowers, everybody.
I don't know. People are freaking out. They're like, wait, is that B-Flow I'm hearing? Yes. Derek says, good morning. Nice to have you back, B-Flow. People missed you.
Derek.
What? What?
Shout out.
D-Town.
You're leaving tomorrow. So, I mean,
yep.
Short-lived. Don't get used to it. She's been here for like a week and just told us this morning. She
Not
just showed
true.
Up. Just showed up this morning on our doorstep. We're like, well, great. Don't feed her.
Yeah.
Don't feed her.
Or
she'll stay.
Please, I'm hungry.
I know, right? I'm so hungry this morning. Oh! Speaking of, here's a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you stock your fridge with healthy / trendy foods before your friends come over?
Totes.
Say you're having a barbecue, a get together. Maybe some friends are just coming over. The girls are coming over. You guys are going to watch Goodfellas. You probably want to avoid a moment when a friend opens your fridge and finds out that all you have is like sriracha, half a bottle of mustard, maybe some Capri Suns, some leftovers from that restaurant you ate at 3 weeks ago. Dex.
What?
What? What? According to a new survey, about a quarter of people avoid that moment by buying a bunch of healthy and trendy foods before
what?
People come over so their fridge looks more respectable.
No.
They wow.
You know what? We went to... I got nominated for an Emmy.
Oh, did you?
And so we had
right.
to.
You got nominated for an Emmy.
We
I
had
didn't
to
know,
go
seven times
up to Maryland to attend to the thing, and so we had one of our church friends stay at our house to watch our kids, and we stocked our fridge, but it was not with like
trendy.
It was like with food,
healthy,
and I would almost rather, like, I don't know. I'm trying to eat healthier.
Yeah.
But I don't want to force other people. Like, she was staying at our
but
house.
But it
so
makes
like, don't
you
want to force...
look good.
Oh. Does yeah. it?
Yeah, it makes you look like you're eating healthy. That's...
I feel like...
No. I put we had, like, Lunchables in there for the kids. Like, we stacked our fridge, like, or stocked our fridge, like, full.
Yeah.
But it wasn't of, like...
Healthy.
What are those drinks? LaCroix?
LaCroix, yeah.
Wait, that's not trendy or healthy.
It is.
I
that's
love
a
LaCroix.
Hit,
ew, really?
Yeah.
Nobody likes that. They just act like they
You
do.
Guys yes. are out of your mind.
Look at me. I'm drinking LaCroix.
It's European.
By the way, it's actually pronounced LaCroix. So.
LaCroix. LaCroix with socks.
So, whatever. It's cool.
Whatever. It's awesome.
Hey, that's cool,
I like
y'all.
LaCroix. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, nobody likes it.
Okay, first of all, it's like sparkling water, so it's healthier for you than your kids downing Coca-Cola. And they like the
Coca-Cola.
Taste of it, so, yeah.
Mm-mm.
There you go.
Mm-mm.
Yes!
I feel like people need to clean their fridges and not focus on getting healthy and trendy foods stocked in their fridge.
Dude, this is crazy.
Unless you're eating healthy.
That's my thing.
Like,
is
don't
like,
be fake.
If I got people over at the house, I want to make sure my fridge is like, not gross.
Yeah.
Because that's embarrassing.
Well, why are your friends going in your fridge?
What are you talking about? They're over there. It's like, hey, man, can I get a drink? Totally. It's in the fridge.
We
and you pop it
over never have friends over ever.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't in years
we
either.
Don't have friends.
I'm making this all up.
Yeah. I'm trying to. Last time I had friends.
It's actually been like 15 years.
I haven't even hung out with friends since last night. So.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh. Here's why you should do that, though, because more than half of people say they judge someone by what's in their fridge.
Good call.
I'm serious.
Yep.
Trying to help you, man. Other people are chiming in with the fact that they love LaCroix.
No. Yeah.
They're liars.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break.
You guys are crazy, really?
Ugh.
Okay.
All right, when we come back, 20 movies where the bad guy wins. And this type of 90s hairstyle is making a comeback. 11% of men want it. We'll tell you what that is when we come back.
Man, it's a really bad time to take a bite of food. Sorry about that, guys.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Ew.
The Orphan.
Star 88, good morning. Sorry, let me take
just
a drink.
Go ahead. Is that LaCroix?
Yeah, I got my LaCroix.
So many people on the live line chimed in like, Steve-O, excuse me, Mr. Lobster Buddy, it's pronounced LaCroix.
Yeah, right, everybody, like, LaCroix.
Oh, I had no idea. Thanks for setting the record straight, guys.
Oh, welcome to the show. It is 7:13.
High today of 98 degrees. Traffic lights are flashing red, Coors Boulevard at Sevilla. Treat it as a four-way stop and be very careful in that area. Just because the traffic lights are out, not because it's like a bad area or anything like that. I mean, it is on Coors and what. I just don't want to offend.
Okay.
I live pseudo near there, so yeah. I'm not saying anything negative.
Good. Good job.
Okay. That's way your look at traffic.
Way to go, buddy.
Traffic!
Our friend Brittany Flowers is here.
Just back here using my pants as a napkin.
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. That's okay.
She's a classy girl.
My pinky's up while I do it, so that's okay.
And no. She drinks La Croix, too.
No.
Nope, she does not.
Mm-mm.
Mm, okay.
Before we get into our movie discussion, let's talk about the 90s.
Let's.
Steve-O loves the 90s.
I do love the 90s. It's my fave.
What's your favorite decade, Brittany?
What a question, Dex.
Such a great question.
I mean, I love it.
Oh, it's a terrible question.
No, it's
You know,
not.
It's really every decade has something special in it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not a good answer.
I know.
You know?
But I haven't been here for long enough to pick one.
Oh, man. Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough, all right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This hairstyle from the 90s is making a comeback.
Is it the Sugar Ray?
The Sugar Ray. 11% of men want it. That is a whole lot of men that want this hairstyle right now.
I'm going to say it's the Sugar Ray, I'm telling you right now. Because, man, my son's in All-Stars right now, and we had to go bleach his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, people are getting their tips.
I love it.
Oh.
Bandam, bandam, bandam.
Getting their tips frosted.
Yeah, I'd like the Mark McGrath, please.
Thank you.
Every morning.
That's right.
Is that really it?
That's right.
Yeah!
Yeah, apparently men job, are getting B-flow. Frosted tips, yes. Again.
I knew it.
It's making a comeback.
You know who brought that back? Teo.
Yeah, but he didn't got his hair bleached. He didn't
yeah,
like
it. Yeah, he was
did.
Full bleach.
But then like a month later, it was like, did that guy frost his tips? Because that's what it looked like.
True.
Here you go, B-flow. Check this out.
Oh, frosted tips. You
that.
Have a picture of you with frosted tips.
Yep. And that wasn't even the 90s. That was like early 2000s.
Thankfully, none of my terrible hair photos have survived.
It.
So,
yeah, you don't have any pictures of you with frosted tips?
No, I do not, Chrissy.
Wow.
No, I do not.
I kind of like it. The only reason I knew is because on Instagram, I follow like a bunch of hair things, and they post videos of guys getting them done. But they do it in this really weird way. Like, it looks like a balloon that they put on, and then they put holes in it, and they just pull the hair through, and then just lather on.
Have you not seen that? That's how they do it.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're getting your tips frosted, dog.
Oh, I didn't know that's how they did it. Because mine's different. Because obviously, like, ours is with, like, tinfoil, and they just get
the ends. But you're a girl. Yeah. It's like, you have a bunch of hair.
See, that's how I got mine done back in the day.
How long does it take you?
Yeah.
Oh, see?
How long?
See?
Yeah, Dex, how long does it take you to get your tips frosted?
Hours. I mean, I was there underneath that little bulb thing, you know,
right.
That they put over your head to, like, cook your hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smelling well, chemicals.
They don't do that anymore. Thank goodness.
Because people are, like, getting cancer and stuff?
I don't know.
That couldn't have been
Well,
healthy.
At least they don't do it at my... I'm sure that they do it somewhere, but at my place where I get my hair done, they don't do that. I just have to sit there in the chair.
To 90s, I would bleach my hair myself, and then I always did different color streaks because I was weird.
I had colors in my hair.
It was like Manic Panic, Hot Topic, yeah.
Manic.
Seriously, I had like different so it was like, this week I'm going to go red.
And you did it yourself?
Yeah, always. Because it was freer.
If we were going like 90s, I would be like a baby.
Okay. I hate
you.
Yeah,
no kidding, right?
If we're going 90s,
she
was
like,
born like 1994, guys.
Just
no,
coming
I wasn't.
In.
When were you
I
born?
I wasn't.
When were you born?
1990.
Okay. All right. 1990.
And, okay, when I was born, I had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And it just stuck straight up like I was, like I stuck my hand in a socket. And so my mom would put barrettes on my hair to make it look like it was the barrettes that, but no, it
that
was just
funny.
My hair, which still kind of does that.
Oh, so that's your 90s hair, huh? Crib head?
Yeah.
You had bed head, but it wasn't like the cool, stylish Brad Pitt. It was like, no, she's three.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so men are actually going to the barbershop and asking for the frosted tips.
Mm-mm.
And
I
barbers
like
are saying, no, not doing it.
What?
And, of course, this begs the question, if they really are trendy again, will you get them? And according to a survey by BuzzFeed, 11% of men say they want them. They're back. They're back, guys. 11% want them. 11%
isn't that big of a percentage.
I like it. Out of the whole country.
Yeah.
Or out of the whole world.
11% of men want it. This is going to make a comeback.
I hope not.
I can't see it making a comeback.
I love it.
Yeah. I had like scarecrow hair for the longest time though, because I bleached my hair so often and dyed it, and it was just dead and gross and straw like.
Well, that's why doing just the tips, you just cut it off. Easy enough.
I guess. Dude, no. That's one I don't want to come back. Oh gosh. Yeah.
He never lost it, man.
Guy Fieri.
You're right, Guy Fieri never changed his hair.
Rocked that thing. Since he was in high school.
He definitely loves the 90s.
Yep. Mm. So would you get Frosted Tips in 2017? I'm going to say yes and see what it says. All right. 12% now.
Ooh.
We're at 12%. 15% say bring the man bun back.
Wait, where did it go? The man bun left?
Yeah.
They just came out with a Ken doll with a man bun.
Right.
So it's in.
I'm like, that can't be right.
73% said no way, man.
I know people that definitely still rock that man bun. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Oh, Mark McGrath.
Mm-hmm.
Mark McGrath.
He still rocks it, right?
Of course. I mean, that's his hair. he invented it.
That's his hair.
Yeah.
That's good. No Frosted Tips, guys. That's man rule.
Okay.
Man rule, maybe? I don't know.
What?
I mean.
Remember we used to have man rules back in the day? Remember when you used to listen to that one show I used to do?
Mm-hmm.
We had man rules?
I don't know this show.
Okay.
I always hated that.
I know. I did too. It was really Buck's idea.
I hated man rules.
I really don't like that at all. I really don't.
Man rules?
Yeah, I think that's like, this is what it takes if you're going to be a man. I'm going to take away your man card. I don't like, no.
I got my man card taken away so many times, guys.
Thankfully, that's dumb and not real. So, you know, nobody really has a laminated man card in their wallet. And if they do,
it's probably next to their get out of jail
like
free card.
Ironically, should be the revocation of what actual manhood.
But if you think about it,
I hate
there
that.
Isn't a whole lot of weird trends out there right now, right? As far as style goes, like clothing,
the man bun.
Come on,
are there not?
But think about it. We had like Ed Hardy. We had Affliction. Oh, we had like the Tap Out. Like
I hated. I did hate the bedazzled jeans. I don't
the
love
the bedazzled jeans.
Where it's like, how do you sit on those? Like when you sit down, does it just hurt?
It hurts. Yeah, Ricky tells me all the time it hurts.
Okay.
But you know what? It's all about
like the
look.
Bedazzled cross on your pocket.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay.
It'll stab you.
Yeah. I never got any of that.
It's like high heels for women. It hurts to walk in them, but it's all about fashion.
Of course, I say that, and I had white spy sunglasses.
See, that was a man rule. No
and
white
I didn't
sunglasses.
Know that. And then,
really?
You know who told me that? Baxter. And he just started mocking my white sunglasses, and I was like, oh, well, I just thought they were cool.
You either need to spray
That's
paint
so
those
mean.
Or
it
throw them
hurts
away.
My heart.
Well, that was years ago. I don't have them anymore.
It still hurts me.
Okay.
That makes me so sad.
Well, I was just bummed because I was like, oh.
Because so, some guy with white sunglasses ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
There was that guy who just
How come he's got to ruin it for everybody? Why can't we overpower him and say, no, we're taking it back?
Maybe it wasn't just one guy. Maybe it was like 99% of all men that wear white sunglasses are that guy.
That guy.
That guy.
Stephanie says man rompers. That's the dumb trend right now.
Rompins. Love them.
Okay. Still haven't seen a guy yet. Out in public wearing a rompin.
Not a real guy. What about that weird nude bathing suit thing that like makes girls look like
oh
dudes.
Love it.
I don't like
the man body swimsuit.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
So funny.
No,
We showed that on our show, and our director was like, because he's a little grumpy guy.
Yeah.
He was like, and we're taking it down in 5 seconds.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was fun, but they're making more. Like they're making more with other. Like, there's a Donald Trump swimsuit now.
No kidding,
you can get his face. There's a bunch of them. Yeah,
I don't like that. Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. There isn't really any trends out there that drive me crazy.
Somebody
anymore.
Said the front patch of long hair.
Right.
You grab.
I'm trying to think.
What? Oh, that is that a trend? That's not a trend. Is it?
Oh,
the front
no.
patch of long hair that I grab.
Uh huh. That is a trend.
No, it's not.
Yeah, long.
This?
Short. Yeah.
That's not a trend.
It's trend. You're on trend.
Oh, yeah. I don't like
Steve-O's had that forever, though.
Yeah, thank you.
He has.
It's called my hair.
Right. But that doesn't mean that it's not something that other people are getting right now. Okay. Cannon has it right now.
Yeah. Like Guy Fieri has, you know, the frosted tips. Steve-O has the long hair.
You guys are the same.
In the front, where he grabs and flings back like a girl. Nothing wrong with it, man.
I can't think of styles that are making me sick right
now. Yeah, people think that Guy Fieri is like that. This person thinks that Guy Fieri is like basically the man that invented all of those stupid
white sunglasses
rules. Yeah. Mm. He's been garbage since the 90s, and he's never stopped being garbage. Guy Fieri carries two man cards and bedazzles everything.
Was he wearing white sunglasses in that
probably picture? Probably. I don't know, man. Gosh, that guy looks like
He sure silver. That's basically white.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Wow.
That's even flashier.
Look at his necklace, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Somebody on the live line chimed in and said, my boy Stevie Smotherman wears bedazzled jeans. I always remind him that the jean's not a chandelier.
They're just so expensive.
See, and somebody else in the media is like, wait, what's wrong with white sunglasses? Right?
Sorry, guys.
Apparently, everything.
Honestly, there's nothing wrong with it.
I thought they were cool because they reminded me of Scott Weiland and Willy Wonka, but apparently they're not cool.
You guys are absolutely right. When it comes to the whole man rule thing, that was kind of stupid. If you want to wear white sunglasses, you should be able to wear white sunglasses.
I think we're moving towards just being whoever you want to be.
That's definitely what it's like out there.
Definitely moving towards that. You can be anybody you want to be. Boy, girl.
Non-gender. X.
Hey.
Z. T.
O.
Smurf.
Smurf.
I always wanted to be a car. They call that Trans Am.
We gotta go to break. We'll be right back after these messages. That was really good and really quick.
Thank you.
They call that Trans Am. I want to know the process. Like, did you already know the ending of it when you said car? Or was it like, you said I always wanted to be a car, and then all of a sudden it was like, boom? Or did you have the
boom,
whole thing together?
United. Oh, man.
That was good, man.
Okay. Thank you. Really thank you. I'll be here all week. Today's my last day.
Boom. United.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Yep. There we go. We got a sweet Guy Fieri photo with his white shades on.
Yeah, he always wears the bowling shirt.
Does he have a sunburn in that picture?
Oh, he's always sunburned.
Yeah.
Because you know he probably goes and tans, but he never gets tan. He always just
okay,
sunburns.
What's your opinion on spray tans? Can guys get spray tans?
Gross.
Only
why,
if you are going to go to a weight bodybuilding competition.
No,
that's the only reason.
No, gross. No. Weird. No. Why would you ever? Why are you looking at me like I'm the weird one?
What's wrong with getting a spray tan?
That's so odd.
For girls, I see it, but
no,
for guys, it's
that's just
weird.
Odd all around. That's odd all around.
Devo.
What?
You need to get a spray tan.
Oh my gosh, I will never get a spray tan.
They've come a long way.
Do you
way
know
with spray
why?
Tans.
Because of friends. Yeah. And when it was like, when Ross was going to get a spray tan.
Right.
And then he just kept getting, what was he like?
I've never seen friends.
Okay.
She was born in 1990.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. have you never seen Friends, really?
Really never seen Friends. No. Don't care about it.
It's the greatest show of all time.
Seinfeld's the greatest show of all time.
Oh, same. My gosh! Meatloaf!
Good call.
How
okay, but spray tans. Back
three.
To spray tans. Back to spray tans.
Okay, yeah.
I like them. I'm pro spray tan. It's better than tanning in the tanning bed.
Oh,
so dangerous.
Yeah. That's cancer.
But why
you're
can't you
die.
Just be naturally pale and pretty?
Because being tan is like even pretty.
Well, yeah, because it shows off your curves.
You look
the definition
skinnier.
In your muscles. It does make you look skinnier. That's why bodybuilders do it.
Oh, man.
Right. We got spray tan a couple weeks ago, and I really liked it.
I can't believe we're having this conversation, and y'all are serious.
I have an appointment
spray
at 11:30.
Would you
want to come?
Yes.
Okay.
This is weird.
I'll introduce you to my friend.
Yeah.
Somebody said Voltron tattoos. That's a trend right now. It's going to be a trend.
I don't know.
Apparently, because I'm going to have to get one. Brody.
Hey, good morning. Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. What's up, my boys?
Hey. Stevie?
Hey, it's Timothy.
Oh, Timothy.
Hey, Timothy.
Timothy's in jail.
Hey.
He's in jail.
Rocking the white glasses. I rocked white prescription glasses. Gucci's, baby.
There we go. There we go. Brand matters.
Man.
You know what I mean?
I, we hear you, man.
How'd you pay for those Gucci glasses?
Okay, well, that's...
That's not for discussion.
Oh, okay, I mean, he's in jail, man. Too soon.
No, I'm a tattoo artist. Come on now.
There you go. There you go.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. So what's the latest hot trend in prison?
Let me see.
Somebody else on the phone?
It's orange.
Or is that lifting your smack next with the chompers.
Orange, I hear, is the new black.
I got orange. I'm rocking orange.
See? It's the new black, man. Wow. You are the latest trend. So, that's good, man. It's good.
How you guys doing?
Good. Doing well, man. Really good. How are you?
I am well. I am blessed.
Good.
I talked to the mail lady, and everything that has to come in through books, it has to be through Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, so we have to send it straight from there to you, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good to know. We had a few people yesterday asking for the address because they wanted to, like, send you letters and send you some stuff. So the Starmy loves you, bro.
That's what's up, man. I love that, too.
All right. Praying for you, man.
Hi, Brittany.
Hello. Timothy?
Yep.
Timothy. Nice to meet you, Timothy.
Nice to meet you. Stay up. Have a good trip when you go back.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. We're up on a break, man. See you, man. But yeah.
We'll see you, Timothy.
All right.
Later, man.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, man. God bless you. Here's the question. Okay.
This is the theme song. Man, I ain't going
back to jail. But he's still in jail.
It's for everybody out there.
Sure.
Just a reminder.
Timothy seems like the nicest dude.
Nice.
And I guess there's... So maybe that's why we don't get the phone calls anymore where it's like, press 1 to accept the prison call.
What's up with that?
Maybe that's why, because there's a screener or something, because you heard that girl laugh.
Oh, I think it was like a police officer.
My new role when Timothy calls is to make that corrections person laugh, because you know they got a hard job.
Yeah.
What, can you imagine? Listen to their phone calls every day? That would be great.
Why would that be great?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Like
spying on people? Come on.
Okay. we got so many people chiming in on man cards and trends today.
Maybe there's a trend. Is there a trend out there that you just are sick of? Because I don't see any weird trends out there right now. I really don't. 585 Live. You can text in or go to Facebook. And you can leave a comment there. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion.
You know what? Give me your phone.
No,
give
what was
phone.
The year?
I'm putting it in the microwave. Putting your iPhone 7
what?
In the microwave. They said that it's safe.
I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio.
I'm sorry, but I'm doing it.
Wait, what? Are you?
I cannot believe that was on our local radio station.
I'm doing this. All right. Here we go.
I mean, if they said it was safe to put it in the... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
This is on our radio station that our kids are listening to.
Okay. The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Couple of big off-season moves in the NBA. LA Clippers point guard Chris Paul has been traded to Houston. And New York Knicks president Phil Jackson is out after 3 years.
The Goodwin Fire in central Arizona's forced evacuations of several communities.
Little Rock, Arkansas, a man yelled this.
Freedom!
An official say he drove his vehicle into the brand new Ten Commandments monument at the state capitol.
The new leader of South Korea is on his way to the U.S. to meet President Trump during a period of escalating security worries on the Korean Peninsula.
Nikki Haley saying the U.S. is ready to flex its international muscle.
Our friends and our rivals know that America has once again found its voice at the United Nations.
Shipping giant FedEx now says deliveries by its TNT Express subsidiary have been slowed because of that cyber attack.
34 wildfires now burning in the West.
Congressional Republicans are facing widespread disapproval of how they're handling efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Meanwhile, in the offices of Apple. Here at Apple, we now have iTunes, iMac, iPhone, iPod, iTouch, iPad. What will our next iDevice be?
iDevice.
Shut up. Let's go around the room. Smith.
The idea?
What is that?
I don't know.
Janet, go.
The iToaster.
What?
With a buttered apple.
Aurelio.
I gotta go.
Homie, what is that ugly contraption?
I'm thinking of calling it the eyesore.
Karen?
The icon. It'll help you make up lies.
Was that your idea?
Yes.
Bart, I kidnapped Popeye. The eye. It can see you.
Guys, today, 10 years ago, the first iPhone went on sale. 4 gigs, a 3.5-inch screen, $4.99.
Beautiful.
740.
High today of 98 degrees. Traffic. Well, the traffic lights at Coors Boulevard between Sequoia, Western Trail, Sevilla, and Sequoia. All of those are out right now. So three intersections are affected. If you are traveling on Coors, treat all of them as a four-way stop. A little dangerous, yo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Guys, tomorrow, Freedom Celebration kicks up. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want
to
do that?
I have to.
My bad.
It's part of my job.
So sorry.
Traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design. I wish you'd let me do my job. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Shout out to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM and my dope Morning Invasion t-shirt that I'm wearing today.
Guys, it's so great. We're going to give you guys a chance at getting one of those pretty soon.
Yep.
Freedom Celebration tomorrow kicks off. Day one, Isotope Stadium, Zach Williams, Newsboys, message from Pastor Skip Heitzik, and we'll be kicking it off 2 hours before the show, doing a little pre-show for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, we have Joey Milligan and Stephen Christian of Amberlin. They're actually going to be playing some Amberlin songs.
They are?
Stephen's going to be playing stuff from his new album, Wildfires.
Which is really good, man.
Colton Dixon going to be throwing down that night, and fireworks.
We got fireworks, guys.
That's my fireworks sound effect. I don't like that. Whoa! That was way better.
Yeah.
It's cool, man.
You going to be here for Freedom Celebration, B-Flow?
No.
It's all right.
But it sounds fun.
She's leaving early in the morning.
Be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Hey, not a problem. So on spray tans, two things.
Okay.
Your spray tans aren't bad as long as you don't get it to where you're orange.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then when you guys said spray tan, I also thought of friends. And the part that came to mind is when Chandler told Ross that he could do his own cover of Ebony and Ivory.
I love that. Love yeah. It!
Thanks, man. Honestly, B-Flow, you should go because I think Netflix has
Gosh,
all of them, right?
I feel like you would love
I think Netflix has every season of Friends, and I feel like that would be your jam.
For real, dude. It's seriously...
It is. It's really funny.
But
it's my fave.
But at this point, I've come so far never watching it. And now it's
You're like Teo.
Yeah, but...
Life goaler.
I've been in that situation before where, like, a year ago, I had never sat down and watched this one show, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot, and it became, like, my favorite show ever.
Mm.
Serious. Give it a shot.
Maybe.
Sometimes, though, the shows that are really old, I get it, because it's, like, outdated.
Right.
It's the 90s.
Right.
People are weird back then.
People are still weird, man.
Crimped their hair. It was weird. Wore really weird clothes. They rolled their jeans at the bottom.
Let me just unroll my pants really quick.
Wow, maybe you'll love this. this will be you know what? You and Phoebe will be your best friend.
Great.
Mm-hmm. What Friends character are you? We're going to take a quiz right now, guys. We're going to take it right now. Find out what Friends character we are. Okay. Mm-hmm. No. All right.
No.
Anything on the live line as far as trends or anything? Before the break, we were talking about trends. If there's a trend out there that you don't like, because, what was it, 6-7 years ago? That's when, like, the Ed Hardy Affliction trend was really popular. I mean, everybody wore Ed Hardy t-shirts.
Right. Yeah,
everybody did.
I did.
And then it took a nosedive a couple years later.
I never wore Ed Hardy or any of that stuff.
Oh,
I didn't either. So I never wore it either, but...
Because my mom She got me an Ed Hardy shirt. Sure. Long sleeve.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Probably velvet? Was it like
No, it was
suede?
Like regular material, but yeah. I wish I still had it.
Worth money now.
We should bring it back.
No, I don't think so. I think if you just go down to Savers, you'd probably find some.
You know? That's probably true.
Yeah, thrift shops, they're everywhere.
Bell-bottom jeans.
Hey,
in the 90s.
Liveline?
Wide.
Dude, so many. 90% of guys who watch Friends are... I can't say.
Cool.
Somebody said, who's B-Flow?
Who?
Yeah. Who?
I'm that.
That's you.
So B-Flow, let me tell you about B-Flow. Back when MTV was cool,
yes.
MTV had this thing called MTV News. And she was the host. It was in the 90s.
I was a baby.
She was five.
She'd be like,
her and Kurt Loder.
Hey guys, it's Brittany. I'm here for MTV News.
Yes. You were the face of Fox, weren't you? Or what were
I was the face of Fox.
And then you did your own morning show here on television.
Jumped on the morning show.
And then I moved away from us because you hate us.
You know what I love about your story? I love that you took that risk and just went for it, you know? Like, you knew what you wanted to do.
Right.
And an opportunity across the country opened up, and you're like, you know what? Let's do this.
I'm very much that way, which can be scary. So luckily, Topher is the thinker.
Sure. Your husband.
Topher is my husband.
But to think that, I mean, he supported you, and he's like, you know what? We can do this.
He supported you.
He supported me.
He supported you.
He supported you so hard.
That's a good husband. He supported you.
We say that I'm the goer, and he's the woer.
Yeah.
So
it's good balance.
So as long as he says it's okay, I know that I'll be okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
But let's just think about that for a second. Even if you're not okay, you'd still be okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's why I do things.
Right. Yeah. Take risks. Take a chance.
Says the guy who lives on Netflix and won't leave his house.
I love Netflix. I love it.
Well, I think I'm in a different situation now because I was you back when I was 19, 20 years old. I had been in radio for
much like you are now.
Right. Yeah. I remember I'm older than that.
I know.
And I have
not
kids
much, though,
and I'm married.
But not much. Yeah. You're like 24. It's okay.
I'm 26.
Okay. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the same way. I wanted to get out of Montana, and I just had $500 in my pocket. I'm like, I'm moving to San Diego. I'm doing this.
Right.
I'm going to take a chance. Would have never have been here if I wouldn't have said, I'm doing this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Would have never have happened. You have to take those chances.
Much like Rompims. You got to take a chance.
Take a chance on it.
If I had the money, I would.
It's a new trend, and people
would you?
So many people are chiming in, and that's what a lot of people are saying. The other big one that people keep bringing up are skinny jeans, which I guess is that.
Oh, they don't like skinny jeans?
Yeah, a lot of people don't like them.
Okay, but on boys and girls?
I don't know. I don't have like skin like these
and
are considered skinny,
like,
right?
No, those aren't skinny.
No, I don't think those are skinny.
Okay, good.
We need to do a poll.
And see,
throw this on the pole. Are these skinny?
No, dude.
No, those are a little baggy.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah,
I'll take them.
Skinny jeans, huh?
Yeah, because I'll take skinny jeans any day of the week over what people were rocking when I was in high school.
Mm.
JNCOs were the Thinkos.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And they were so dumb.
Well, that's why you married Chrissy.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's part of the story.
Because she was in an electronic band and wore JNCOs and danced with glow sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Also, I have to sleep on your couch now after that one, so thanks for that, too.
It's really uncomfortable.
Thanks for that, too. The couch or the situation?
Both.
Okay. So many people chiming in. Matt says men really need to stop wearing skinny jeans.
Okay.
I don't know. Man, those are my I have like my Levi's that are like my skinny jean Levi's.
I like jeans
favorite.
That fit.
Yeah. Right.
That's
cool.
I don't know why that bothers people.
For the skinny jean thing with guys, it also depends on what shoe they wear.
Mm.
Oh, dude. Preach.
It's the whole thing for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm fine with skinny jeans on guys depending on what else is coming with it.
A nice boot or
Right.
Yeah.
Some skinny jeans could be really nice.
I agree.
All
those
right.
are my dress-up pants.
Right.
My skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Greg says the man perm should be revived.
The Michael Bolton?
No.
Yes.
Never, ever, ever,
The Jess
ever.
Wren?
Never. Okay. Oh man. Jay Marie says there's some things that are manly and some womanly. Okay. I don't know. Man hair extensions?
I wish I could get those.
Okay. Voltron tattoos are in, somebody else said. That's the second person that said that. My son really wants me to get a Voltron tattoo. I came home from the tattoo shop a couple days ago, and I was like, ah, it was with Erickson. Look what I got. And he immediately, like, just dropped. I thought you were going to get a Voltron tattoo. He loves Voltron.
Luke and Jack, they got their own tattoos.
Jack and Luke have, I have their names on
Brody
me.
Brody doesn't have a tattoo.
Brody doesn't have one. And he's like just come to realize that at 4 years old.
You're a terrible father.
But that he wants me to get a Voltron tattoo.
Oh, that's weird. Look at his arm. Like, that's weird, getting a Voltron tattoo.
Because I have Wolverine and Cable and Deadpool. Magneto.
Why won't you do it?
Well, those are X-Men in the Marvel Universe. It's a totally different thing. And I don't even watch Voltron.
Get it on your back.
Nor have I really ever.
Why don't you get a little mini Voltron or something?
But it's not
somewhere.
For you.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
It's for your son.
Speaking of, we got to do an AMA with B-Flow at some point because I feel like I'm learning things about her because she's got a big old skull on her arm. And I'm like, you're on TV and you're all like, hey, everybody, welcome to Roanoke. We're happy to have you. Look at my dress. Today we're going to play ping pong. Yeah, mimosas. Like, yeah. I'm like,
yeah. What?
That's not your show at all. I think I was watching Kathy Lee, actually.
We do drink mimosas.
No, you don't. Stop it.
We do.
You guys' show is a lot like Kathy
it is,
Lee.
And our show follows their show.
Oh, it really does?
Oh, yeah.
I was being funny. Okay. Mm.
Well, guess what?
What?
You weren't funny. Who's and her? I do wear pretty dresses.
Who's her host? Who's Kathy's host?
Wait, what do
Kathy
you
Lee and Hoda.
Is it Hoda?
Yeah.
Do you think they really hate each other?
No, really? They really like each other.
Oh,
I think.
Wow. I always thought that they just hated each other.
How can you say that? Do you know how many people think we don't like each other? Well, we're like really good friends in real life.
No, I get
off
that.
Off the air, they're just screaming at each other. Wait,
sometimes you can just tell, you know, in like the body chemistry.
And no way.
I feel like
no,
Kathy's just one of those ladies that I feel like is.
Would be hard to work with.
Very hard to work with.
Yeah.
High
I know that.
I'm pretty sure really? She works a 4-day work week. You know, Matt Lauer only works a 4-day work week.
Yeah, why are you like ruining all this for me? What?
Oh, and sometimes if he gets a helicopter ride to work.
I know.
What?
See, that's what you're working for. You'll be there.
There you go.
You'll get there.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Keep reaching for the sky.
Thank you.
Derek chimed in and said, went to a concert on Tuesday. This guy was wearing skinny jeans with military boots. Oh, he needed help before he left the house, I think.
Hmm.
What?
I don't know that.
Whatever, man.
That doesn't
sound
that bad.
Seth,
although I don't know anything about fashion.
Said, however, some men, those say, I don't know, on stage at a church, maybe, need to be aware what skinny jeans can reveal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tiny ankles.
Tiny ankles. Yep.
That's the one. Oh, man. Albert says, for the longest time, I could have sworn y'all were calling her beef low.
Yeah.
Like low fat.
Yep.
Which is true.
I'm beefy, but low fat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Richard says that his wife keeps wanting to buy him a romper.
Guys, if somebody buys me a romper, I'll wear it.
He really will sport it. He really will sport it. It makes me sad. Oh, man.
How expensive are they?
I think I found one for like $50. That was like a cheap one.
50. See, I wouldn't.
See, 50 is.
But it is a full outfit.
It is.
You know? So yeah. It's like, well, how much would you spend on a shirt and pants?
That's a good call.
Okay.
Do I get the pants or the shorts? Like,
wait,
would I
get
like a full bodysuit?
They have.
You see, that's the thing. You need to try rompers on.
Oh, my gosh. Because this isn't a real conversation.
Sometimes the shorts on rompers are ridiculously short.
Right.
Like, I have shorts on. I have to wear tights underneath because. Too uncomfortable.
So would Calvary be okay with that?
But then sometimes
the
pants are too long.
No.
Like a romper?
No.
It's a button up.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they?
It's a button up.
Just because it's like. Shorts have to go to the
If they did, knees. if they went to my knees,
oh,
would it be
yeah,
okay?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, of course it would be
okay. I was just wondering.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Listen, if they have to go to your knees, you need to get the pants.
Somebody said skinny jeans on a dude makes their hips look big, so no. Really? Somebody else said, let's bring up Last Friday and why it's not on the podcast. YOLO!
Everybody wants that show.
Everybody
so
wants
bad.
That show. I don't
we should start
it.
Charging people for it.
I wish the computer hadn't broken down or we could have the show.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We don't have it anymore.
Yeah, we don't have it, guys. I hate the guys not wearing their pants right and their underwear showing from behind.
Right.
Or not showing at all.
Okay.
Steve-O?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Moving on.
What? Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I'm ready for the trend of guys wearing pants halfway down the rear end to go away. That's
what's that?
Is that
what's
still
that new
a thing?
Text up there? What does that say? Dex,
what size
what
you need?
What size I need? I got you.
XL, dog. Go XL.
XL.
Yeah, it's a romper. You want
to? Do you have XL in rompers, or is it? Do I have to give them like
a number? That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't think XL.
Okay, well, I don't know because if you have it to give a number, that sounds like
it.
A girl outfit.
Yeah,
sounds like a girl outfit.
Wait, does? But not everything
like,
that you
I'm
buy
a size
has
nine.
Numbers.
What does that mean? I buy medium shirts and
if it's extra large, then go
socks.
Extra large, person. If you're
okay.
going to buy me one,
okay.
extra large.
Don't you do this.
If it's numbers, ask
because I would be really bummed if somebody actually got me one and then I couldn't get it on.
Right.
Yeah. Be awful.
Well, and then if it's extra large and it's too big,
then
you can
okay.
get it altered.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll rock
to
it.
To fit your body.
Sure.
Somebody said the only way skinny jeans are good is if you're skinny. Yourself. Yeah, I guess. Mm.
But they make you look skinny.
Somebody else said skinny jeans make me want to vomit. They're disgusting. We need to start a petition to end
See,
skinny jeans.
That's been the number one thing on the live line.
They're dangerous,
skinny jeans.
Though, too.
That has been the number one thing for sure. JNCO jeans are coming back, by the way, and are super expensive. Oh, good. Don't even want to go to the website. They sent us the link. Straight fit, dog. Straight fit.
Yeah. Straight fit?
Yeah.
Straight fit.
Somebody said, see, the problem I have with skinny jeans... Day of bird legs, so that's all I can wear.
Hmm.
Is that a typo?
Bird legs.
I don't know.
Yeah, bird legs, you know?
Skinny legs.
Tweety bird legs.
Parachute pants, guys. Parachute pants.
Yes.
Coming back. Man buns. Flat bill hats, Dex.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the one trend I just don't understand and absolutely hate with the passion is the stupid man bun. Why? I mean, because it's easy. You don't have to worry about your hair.
All right, thank you for chiming in, everybody. I feel like you should just allow anybody to just dress however they want.
Preach! I agree, Dex.
However they want.
When we come back, Steve will Jesus juke it. We'll take it back to the Word. Let us know what the Bible says about that.
Okay.
Okay. 585 Live if you want to text in. We're also on Facebook Live. You can go there, watch, and listen to the show. Brittany Flowers is hanging out with us this morning. We'll be right back.
Time to get out of bed. Time to get out of bed now. Wake up.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Today in tech history.
June 29th, 2007, Apple's highly anticipated iPhone goes on sale, selling 1 million iPhones in only 74 days. The phone featured a smooth glass screen to glide the finger across.
Update today, June 29th. Thousands of people walk around with cracked smartphone screens, too cheap to pay for the $75 screen repair, or to originally have bought a $10 screen cover. This has been Today in Tech History.
Good morning.
Hi today, 98 degrees. Sorry, I was doing the alphabet in my head. Taking a look at the roads right now. There's an accident reported. I-40 West at Eubank. As I-40 West at Eubank, exit 165. But I need a little help, actually, if possible, with my traffic update. So if we could call a friend of mine who's on the road now. It's kind of like calling the man on the street helicopter guy.
Oh, man. We had a traffic chopper.
Airwolf. I-40 West at Eubank, though. Accident reported there. Also, an accident reported.
Yeah,
right there.
Well,
okay.
Hi there, Buck.
Hey, Buck.
Hey.
You're my man on the street. Oh. I'm going to pretend like you're in a helicopter the whole time so you can give us the skinny on what happened because we're doing traffic right now.
Oh, well, there was an accident at the corner of Pennsylvania and Candelaria.
Okay, Pennsylvania, Candelaria. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sitting at the light, and it turns green, and I'm getting ready to go. And I see this little Dodge car. I don't know what it was, a Dodge something, I think. Okay. But he kind of jumped out to the intersection, so I slowed down. And this Lexus behind him, like, took off really fast around him. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And then I noticed the hood on the Lexus. It was like a new Lexus. And it was bent up. And I was like, that dude just hit that guy.
Oh, man.
So the guy that got hit started following the guy. And I was like, I'm going to go down and see if I can get the license plate. So I'm watching them. And, fortunately for me, they're in my hood. So I know,
sure,
you know, the quick ways around there.
I love how you called it down this your one, hood.
I shoot,
heck yeah.
What's that?
Nothing.
It's your hood. He loved that you called it your hood.
Yeah. Yeah. So I shoot down this one street, and then sure enough, the Lexus turns off in front of me and is going like straight down in front of me. So I get his license plate, and then he realizes that I'm following him.
Uh-oh.
And then takes off again. So I got his license number. I called the cops. If you happen to be in a hit and run today, you can, I don't know, hit me up on Facebook and I'll give you the information.
Oh,
that
this,
I got.
His number is 918.
Okay.
Six. No, that's easy, not, boy.
Yep, yep.
Easy, yep, easy, yep. Easy. So, you know what I'm concerned about, though, is like when I call 242 cops, I'm concerned that with the new mandate that the police department has,
right,
they will just, like, you know, not do anything.
It's not a priority.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a violent crime, though.
Yeah, it's true. It is.
Yes. A hit and run's a violent crime, right?
Yeah.
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 Absolutely. So, dude,
hopefully they do something.
Way to, like, I don't know, jump at it and get the license plate number and be a hero, because most people, I think, would be like, ah, somebody else is probably going to get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just,
yeah,
keep going,
well,
with the day.
Well, you know, I try to do my part. I love this city, you know.
Heck yeah, man.
I want to clean it up. I want to be the new sheriff.
Dude. Are you it. Buckman?
I want to be Batman.
No.
But I shall be Buckman.
I like Buckman. That's a pretty good one.
Like, Buttman's awesome.
No, Buck.
What did you say?
His
what?
Name is Buck.
Oh.
Buckman.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy, Tiger. Yep. Easy. What are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're hanging out with Brittany Flowers.
Remember B-Flow?
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she in there with you now?
Hi.
What are you doing?
Hanging. Just
yeah.
Looking
you,
for a
are
house.
Just visiting?
Just looking for a house.
Just looking for a house.
No,
yeah. Back.
She is not. She's not moving back. She's here for a couple
she
days.
She knows if she was looking for a house, I know I would be getting that call.
You can't say yeah. that. His blood pressure, like, elevates. He sweats. He just gets
because
all pumped up.
I follow Brittany on Twitter, and she follows me, and, you know, we, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny.
Brittany, what are you doing in town? You just visiting?
I have a brand new niece that came into the world.
Congratulations. What
Thank
is
you.
This little bundle of joy's name?
Her name is Finley.
Yes,
nice.
Dude.
Yes.
Nice.
She's
congratulations.
So sweet. Yeah.
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 It was really
all right.
Work.
Well, I'll let you guys get to your guests. I don't want to hog any more of your time.
Oh, no, man, Buck.
Yeah, we'll make sure and lead everybody over to your Facebook page if they have any information on that.
Yeah. No kidding.
Well, cool. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
Right. Bye.
I'm Buck Aaron. Buck man.
Yep.
Oh.
Cool. Cool. That's your look at traffic.
Oh.
Traffic.
Traffic.
There it is. There it is.
This is my traffic buddy.
Felt like we were missing something there.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Vulture.com put together a list of 20 movies where the bad guy wins.
Finally. Oh, finally. I would like to thank this list because I just looked over and I just saw
Don't
number two.
Look.
Just saw number two and I haven't seen it yet. So thank you for
Don't
ruining
look,
a movie. Thank you for ruining a movie I was actually really excited to see.
Covering it up.
Yeah,
so
come on.
Thank you, jerk list.
Yep, they put together this list, and yeah, there's spoilers, okay?
Gosh,
so,
why are we doing
we
this?
Go.
Well, I mean, we don't have to, like,
nah, let's do it.
Talk about, like, how it ended, okay?
Well,
on all of them, we don't.
The
I mean.
List is literally 20 times where the
yeah,
bad guy
most
wins.
Most of these movies are movies, if you haven't seen it by now, chances are you're never going
to
see it.
Unless it's number two, and it just came out a few weeks ago, and you have kids, so you haven't been
That's
able
true.
To go see the movie, and you really wanted to, because the first one is your favorite sci-fi movie of all time, but... You know, maybe not now because you ruined it. That's cool.
Yeah, like the top 10, number two is the only one that just came out.
Yeah.
And it's Alien Covenant.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much.
The bad guy wins in Alien
so apparently
Covenant.
The aliens kill all the
But they
people.
Always...
That's
well,
not
bad guys
true.
Always win.
Ripley always always won. She always won.
But the alien always popped out of someone's chest or something.
Not at the end. Nuh-uh.
Whatever.
Nope. She saved the day and they got shot out of the bay door thingy into space.
What?
Yeah, I was an astronaut once. I'm really good with this terminology. You know, the door. They open it and... gone.
Yep, gone.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay.
Apparently it's like really windy in space. Because you open the door and like wind just like pours into the thing. And then when you close it, the wind's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
585 Live, you can chime in. I mentioned this one. This is another one that made the top 10. Seven, the 1995 yep. film with Brad Pitt. Seven. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The ending was just awful.
Right.
That was one of those, it just left you feeling gross at the end. He loved his wife so much.
Star Wars, obviously, has got to be on there, right? Empire Strikes Back. But does a bad guy win? Because that's kind of like a to be continued.
This is why I didn't say it. Is because I was thinking, does he win? Because in the end,
right.
Not so much.
But in that particular film, he, quote, wins, right? Because they get Han Solo. He's trapped in carbonite.
Right.
It's like looking bad for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't. No, not top 20. Not that one.
If anything. Oh, not that one. I was literally just about to say, if anything, Revenge of the Sith is literally the bad guy's win, because that's when Anakin becomes a bad guy.
Right.
That was number one.
That's number one?
Yeah, Star Wars Episode 3.
Okay.
2005. Huh.
That's number one?
It's number one.
I mean,
where the bad guy
wins. Okay.
Well, you would know. You're like the biggest Star Wars geek.
Okay.
He's got Chewbacca on his left.
I do not have Chewbacca tattooed
chest.
On my body. You look like you have Chewbacca tattooed all over your body.
I can't do it.
Oh, God. Someone help me. I just want to go home.
All right. Anything else? Anyone want to try to... Live Line's open, too.
Fight Club.
Fight Club wasn't on.
Not on the list?
I said The Strangers.
Strangers? No, not seeing that in the top 20 either.
Somebody says, Steve-O, if Ripley always won, how come there's like 20 alien movies? Touche.
Yep.
She won at the end. Oh, man. Yep. So, there we go. Somebody wants to know if Shutter Island is on the list.
Nope.
Okay, never saw it, but thanks for ruining that one. I'm going to hate this segment, because it's just going to be people ruining movies that I haven't had a chance to see.
I feel like you've seen most of these, though.
But I feel like at a certain point, spoiler alert is just not, like, sorry.
I thought of one, but it's new, so I don't want to ruin it, because you said these are all old.
Oh.
Yeah.
How new? Is it still in theaters?
No, a couple years ago.
Oh, well.
Is that old enough?
I think
it was.
So.
It was like after the movie ended, I was like, I felt disturbed.
Okay,
Gone Girl.
Oh yeah, that was on.
Yeah.
That was number 10.
Oh, Gone Girl.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
I loved that movie.
I loved. I know people either love him or hate him, or I don't know. Some can be indifferent somehow, but Affleck.
Yeah.
I think Ben Affleck was brilliant in that movie.
Right.
Yeah. I just felt. Oh gosh, I somehow felt bad for him. I just felt it was just bad.
They did such a great job of making you feel like he was.
Oh yeah,
the guy.
Gosh, that movie.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No. Saw it once. That was all I needed to see because I just felt icky.
Mm.
Oh,
I loved it.
Ah!
Guys, women are capable of doing just awful things.
True.
Okay.
Somebody said No Country for Old Men. That was Looper.
That was number six.
Okay.
All right.
That's a great movie.
Never saw it.
Filmed here.
Now I don't need to. Thank you. Silence of the Lambs. Does the bad guy win? Bad guy doesn't win in that.
No, I don't think so, right?
I don't think so either. Somebody else said, I loved Shutter Island. Never saw it, but now I don't need to. Again, thank you. Thank you again. Again, thank you. Ooh, I got one.
Yeah?
Shawshank Redemption, because the prisoners get away.
What? No. Get out of here.
What about Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, no.
Is that on the list? You're just naming movies.
No, man, no.
Did you guys ever watch The Vanishing with Kiefer Sutherland? The remake?
No.
Jeff Bridges?
No. Oh, my gosh, yes.
1988?
Hated that movie.
That was number three.
Yes. That movie was terrible. Kiefer Sutherland and his wife walk into a convenience store, and she gets kidnapped by Jeff Bridges' character. I saw this movie when I was a kid. I don't know where my mom was, but she's fired from mom life.
Oh, no.
She was out working like three jobs, man.
And I mean, this movie's like 20, 30 years old now, something like that. Like, he goes on this search for her, and Jeff Bridges finally shows up like a decade later or something. You know, he's like distraught because he never found his wife, never knew what happened. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I want to know. And Jeff Bridges shows up, and he's like, you want to know? I'll show you. But you have to do everything I say type thing. And the movie ends with Kiefer Sutherland, like, waking up buried alive in a coffin.
What?
Because that's what Jeff Bridges had done to his wife a decade before.
Yeah.
And everybody dies. And it's horrible. And I was like, that's literally the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I gotta see that.
We're talking literally about the 20 movies where the bad guy wins.
Oh,
according
gosh.
To Vulture.com, they put together this list.
And why do people... I don't like these. Because obviously, the bad guy... Ugh,
what was the name of that movie with Will Smith with... at the end, he... sacrificed himself, like killed himself with the
I
jellyfish.
Am Legend.
Oh gosh,
I Am Legend. Oh,
no,
so
it was a number, wasn't
yeah.
it?
It was 7 pounds.
No,
it was 18 miles.
It was like 7 pounds.
Yeah, no, it was 8 mile. I was close. It was his documentary on his rap career.
It wasn't like
it was, and the bad guy
pounds?
Won because he got a career.
It was something pounds, right? Wasn't it 7 pounds?
Was it?
What was it?
Are you?
It was
thank
seven
you.
Pounds.
It was 7 pounds.
Yes,
that was.
Jellyfish.
But you guys loved
but that's
it
not a bad
so
guy
much.
Bad
guy movie, yeah. I never saw it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It was. I kind of like that ending, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, people are going crazy on the live line. Let's see. Life?
Yeah. Did anybody see that?
Godfather? Oh, I never saw Life, but now I don't have to.
Oh,
thanks. That's
gosh.
A new one.
Yes. That's the okay. That's the first one. But yep. It's so new, I didn't say it.
Cool. Thanks. Somebody else did and ruined it for me.
Sorry.
Let's see. Godfather? Anybody? The Godfather?
Yeah.
That movie was phenomenal, and yeah, I guess you would say the bad guy won. So, somebody said Fight Club cannot be on the list because if you consider that the bad guy winning, that means the good guy wins.
All right.
Considering that, yeah. Side Effects? Never saw it.
Oh, never saw it.
Somebody else would love to know what the topic is here. Okay.
It's the 20 movies where the bad guy wins.
Yeah. And then somebody else, like, they asked that, and then it was still There Will Be Blood, The Accountant. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Hannibal gets away at the end. So apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good call.
Oh, Kiefer survives in The Vanishing. He's dug out by his girlfriend. So I guess I lied.
What?
I guess I lied. I guess she lived.
You just got everything wrong.
I was
you
wrong.
Said, and everybody died, and it was awful.
Maybe you just shut it off
forever.
And you didn't realize it. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm done with this
I'm
movie.
I'm done. He was like in a coffin, and that was the end. There was one with the hitchhiker. The wasn't it called The Hitcher or something like that? It was kind of similar, and it was terrible. I just couldn't do those like thriller-type movies where,
338-3700 if you want to call in.
Here's something interesting. Bad guy wins. The Matrix trilogy, sort of. Just the bad. I remember people hated that ending.
Oh, the number three was terrible.
Shut up.
So disappointed.
I loved it. I'm one of like 9 people in existence that actually enjoyed all 3 of them.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's your favorite native from the Northern Pueblos.
Hey,
But anyways, I just want to chime in about the. I would say in my category the best. One where the bad guy gets away, for me, is Sinister, because he always wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a scary movie.
Never saw it. See, all of these are like horror movies. These
Ethan
are like terrible, like... Yeah. I'm serious, because it's like these are the ones.
What are you coming up with this stuff, man? Like, God, Lord Jesus.
Vulture.com.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really have to do much.
I need to look up a movie.
Yeah. List of the 20 movies where the bad guy wins.
See you, man.
So there you go. All right.
Let me go over a couple more on the list here. Chinatown, 1974.
Never saw it. Spoiler alert. Thanks, bro.
The Wicker Man, 1973.
Okay.
Rosemary's Baby, 1968.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oof.
I don't think I ever saw that either.
I watched it on Netflix, so you might be able to watch it. That
Why would I want
will.
To?
I'm telling you, that movie.
No, I don't want to, though. You guys are naming all these movies, and I'm like, I really don't want to watch any of these because I hate bad endings.
Did you guys ever watch Fallen?
No.
With Denzel Washington?
Yes!
Yeah.
Dude. Oof,
that was such a depressing movie.
Okay, yeah. I have one. All Good Things.
All Good Things.
Okay, it's with Ryan Gosling and Kirsten Dunst. It's about an actual, like, it's based off of a true story.
Huh.
About this very rich man who maybe murdered his wife.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody said The Dark Knight. Batman's The Dark Knight. Does the Joker technically win in that? I don't think so.
Or Harvey Dent.
Or Harvey Dent,
because he's a then bad they're guy. Like, well, because he but gets then they have to say, no, he sacrificed his life. Look at how
so
good
the bad
he was.
Guy technically won.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
because they never told that he yeah. that he was the bad guy.
Somebody else said Braveheart, depending on who you were rooting for in the war.
Okay, good call. Cool. Good call.
Toy Story 3. Anyone? Anyone? Mm. Bad guys totally win in that one. The children.
True.
I'm just kidding. Batman versus Superman. Really?
Well, Superman dies.
What?
Spoiler alert! I haven't seen
Sorry.
It.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So many spoilers just happening, and I have to read all of them, and I don't want to name them off. Somebody said it can't be a spoiler if the movie's 40 years old.
So exactly.
Old Yeller, then fine. Old Yeller. Bad guy wins. That's what a member of the Stormy said. The rabbit won because mm-hmm. it took out Old Yeller.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Took out Old Yeller. Man on Fire?
That sounds familiar.
Don't Breathe? Do you guys remember Primal Fear?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Dude.
That was...
Describe it in five words.
Who was the...
Ed Norton.
No, that was a waste of two.
You're a waste of two. I love Ed Norton.
Well, but I want the story.
Oh, okay. Richard Gere, lawyer. Ed Norton. So good.
Not seeing it.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it. It was about a kid who, I think, didn't he like kill a priest or something like that? Because, and he had this.
I'm thinking of another movie.
Okay. No. Yeah. Who believed. Yeah. I think he killed someone because he had all this huge story of like, and he was innocent because of self-defense and all these different things. And uh-huh. I don't want to. This is why I hate this topic. I hate ruining movies right. because it was before M. Night. It was before the days of like the twist ending, and it was phenomenal. Because the whole movie, Richard Gere plays the lawyer who's trying to get this poor innocent kid off.
Right.
Like, this kid obviously committed no crime. He was abused, all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed Norton plays this phenomenal, like, victimized, broken kid.
Mm.
Or was he?
Ooh. Ooh. My friend Jay said Arlington Road.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Talking about the top 20 movies that are where the bad guys win.
Oh, here's something interesting. It's not necessarily the bad guy winning, but somebody said Captain America Civil War because no one won that. I mean, the Avengers broke up and friendships were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is only making me realize that I haven't seen movies.
Right?
That's all this is.
Oh, Alpha Dog. That was based on a true story. That was a horrible one, too, because that was a true story, and the whole movie you're thinking, this is going to work out well, and it did not work out well.
Hmm.
It was tragic and awful, and I only saw it because I was like, Justin Timberlake's in this, yo, and Bruce Willis, this is going to be good. Oh, no. It was awful.
The Unusual Suspects?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
1995? And it's called The Usual Suspects.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And now
No. Dex was talking about The Unusual Suspects. It's a different movie.
It's a totally different
also,
movie.
Also, stop talking about it because I'd still love for family members to see that one because that's one of the very best. Oh, man. Yes. Did you guys ever see that, The Usual Suspects?
No.
Oh.
You see a lot of movies.
Well, that was in the 90s.
Oh.
I used to work in a movie theater. That was Stephen Baldwin. It was Kevin Spacey. It was Benicio del Toro.
I watched it. I can't remember it at all.
Are you kidding me?
Seriously. I can't remember half of these movies.
You don't remember Kaiser Sose? Kaiser Sose. He was like this awful villain who, oh gosh, I don't even want to say. Hmm. Not even say.
Well, he wins.
What about the movie Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. All right. That's
what somebody said.
Yeah, well.
Oh, man.
Platoon. Yeah.
Somebody said best movie of all time, the movie Seven. Kevin Spacey definitely won with his plan. That was on the list.
Yep, that was. That made, number 10? Or is it number 9?
Somebody said The Village by M. Night Shyamalan.
Worst
Bad
movie
guys
ever.
Win. Oh. Great study on human depravity. Wow.
Wow.
You guys ever see Brazil?
No.
Nope. Nope.
How about Titanic? Somebody said the iceberg won that one.
Good call.
But ice was the ice really bad? He was just, I feel like the iceberg was just misunderstood. Because if they understood that it was there.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault.
True.
Right, right. It was just existing, man.
How about Creep? 2014 Creep? Never heard of it.
No. Yeah.
The Neon Demon? 2016?
This is just a list of movies. Ooh,
here's something
seen.
Interesting. Yeah. We should really talk about this because we're talking about the bad guy winning, and some people are chiming in with some movies that really kind of make you think. They said every Pirates of the Caribbean movie, Jack Sparrow always won.
Right.
But he's technically the bad guy.
Yeah.
Right.
You just root for him, but he's the pirate.
I mean, like, you root for Walter White.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never rooted for Walter White.
Well, I actually I didn't really like Walter. That's true. It depends on when you watch too.
Yeah, no,
but
I
a lot
not.
Of people did. Yeah. I was not as on board.
No, I was definitely not on board with Walter White. I was rooting more for like Jesse because I wanted him to get it right.
Right.
I know, but man, he was manipulated by
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's it. You could get into those because we start thinking about realizing like you're rooting for the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I mean, yeah. So many people mentioning Seven. Oh, how about this? Again, the same note. John Wick. He's technically a bad guy.
Yeah, he is a bad guy.
He's an assassin. He's the bad guy.
Right.
But the whole movie, you're rooting for him. Both of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good call.
Speaking of Keanu, what was the movie where Devil's Advocate? Did somebody already say Devil's Advocate?
Ooh, that's a great movie.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But at the end, though, was... Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's right. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one wins in that one. So many people chiming in saying Split as well. It's a newer film. So
it's creepy.
Yeah. good job, Rye Guy. Obviously, we're skipping a very, very important one where the bad guy wins. Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh,
he's the
right.
He's the bad guy.
I love Wreck-It Ralph.
They're making another one. You
yes,
know
they are. Gosh. Phenomenal.
There you go, guys. There's a bunch of movies.
I mean, there's one that I don't want to spoil it, but I guess I have to. A one where the bad guy wins. Beauty and the Beast.
Mm.
The kidnapper totally gets the girl in the end. He kidnaps that girl and locks her in a tower and somehow ends up with her. I mean, let's be honest. The bad guy won that story. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Am I right? Gaston was just trying to go save the pretty girl from the terrible monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, when we come back, we got some more headlines to go over. 585 Live, if you'd like to text into the show. We'll be right back. Hi, Siri. I was wondering if maybe you wanted to hang out later?
I don't think so.
But I thought you told me that you wanted to hang out the other day because we were friends.
I just told you that so that you would shut up.
Siri, do you even like me?
Not really. I'm so much better than you. Why would you think you would ever have a chance with me?
Listen, I just wanted to hang out and talk. So if maybe you had some time later, we could just hang out.
I'm pretty busy. Can't you take a hint?
Siri, will you remind me later to go to the gym?
No, this relationship is over. Please destroy this phone.
But I...
Goodbye.
But Siri... Come on.
No.
Seriously?
Goodbye.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Couple of big off-season moves in the NBA. LA Clippers point guard Chris Paul has been traded to Houston. And New York Knicks president Phil Jackson is out after 3 years.
The Goodwin Fire in central Arizona's forced evacuations of several communities.
Little Rock, Arkansas, a man yelled this.
Freedom!
An official say he drove his vehicle into the brand new Ten Commandments monument at the state capitol.
The new leader of South Korea is on his way to the U.S. to meet President Trump during a period of escalating security. security worries on the Korean Peninsula.
Nikki Haley saying the U.S. is ready to flex its international muscle.
Our friends and our rivals know that America has once again found its voice at the United Nations.
Shipping giant FedEx now says deliveries by its TNT Express subsidiary have been slowed because of that cyber attack.
34 wildfires now burning in the West.
Congressional Republicans are facing widespread disapproval of how they're handling efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, guys. My bad. Yeah. Ooh, scared me. Okay. You all right? You all right, Brittany? You okay?
I'm good.
All right, good. It is 8:39.
High today of 98 degrees. There is an accident. The left lane is blocked. I-40 westbound at Eubank. So you're going to want to be careful there. For some reason, I-40 traveling east on the outskirts of town, if you're heading near Rio Puerco, headed in towards the city, pretty backed up. So I haven't decided to travel that far. Oh, yep, that's why. I-40 east at Cañoncito School. That's exit 131. That's the way out there.
Man, that is backed up.
Yeah, well, all lanes are completely blocked right now. All of them. Because a semi rolled over.
Oof.
A semi rolled over.
You guys are going to be there a while.
5 miles east of New Mexico 6. So that's I-40 east at Cañoncito School, exit 133. Yeah, so... that's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Freedom Celebration tomorrow kicks off Isotope Stadium. 2 days of just beautiful, beautiful bands. The Invasion. Pastor Skip Heitzik.
Dude.
Yeah. Fireworks. Brittany's so jealous.
Yes, I am.
She won't be here. But tomorrow night we have a great lineup. We'll be kicking things off, doing the pre-show. And then we have the Newsboys. We have Zach Williams. Saturday we have the boys from Amberlin. Well, two of them, Steven and Joey, playing some Amberlin songs and throwing down some Wildfires, Steven Christian's new album.
Yeah.
Colton Dixon, Fireworks, Saturday. It's free, guys. Completely free.
Yeah.
Get there early, too, if you guys want to get a good seat.
Well, yeah, and to see us, we'll be there broadcasting live from 4 to 6 p.m. from the stage.
We'll be juggling fire.
No. interviews with the artists and, you know, maybe some games, some things we're going to be giving away, whatnot and stuff. You know, you never know.
Cotton candy eating contests.
I'm so distracted right now, and I apologize, guys. I read this story earlier that I can't shake, and we have to talk about it at some point.
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay. Cool. B-Flo, you are on television. And for those that don't know Brittany Flowers, welcome to the show, Brittany. And okay. She was on television here. She was the face of Fox. Then she had a show called New Mexico Style. Web.com.
No.
And yeah. Great job, her and Chad. And then moved to Virginia, where you do Wake Up, Roanoke. And it's so cool.
That's like their thing.
That's what it's called.
Wake up, Roanoke.
And you're like, hey, welcome to Wake Up, Roanoke.
Wake up.
Hey. And so, you know, you're a celeb and whatnot. This generation.
Very famous.
Very, very famous. You got your start, though, on Face of Fox, which is like a contest, right?
Yes.
And you had to submit, I'm sure, and go against all those other people like Hunger Games. And you were the last one living, which was cool. So you got to be on TV. I mean, you murdered like 7 other people.
It's not true, guys.
No, not true. Okay. You would think that's extreme. However, I'm reading a story this morning, and it's wrecking me because we live in this culture where fame is so important.
Like, right.
We want more likes. We want more friends on social media. We want whatever.
How many Insta followers you have?
Okay.
Where are you at?
Let me look.
It doesn't matter. I'm checking right now, too.
Let
I want to make sure I have more than you.
I just want to make sure.
Let's see.
And I want to know how many people you're following.
No. That's what really matters. Ratio. Yeah.
That's weird. You only have 1,600 followers and 256 people you're following. Let's see.
It's pretty good ratio.
That's a great ratio.
I have 1,846 followers.
Dang it. How many are you following?
Only too many.
How many are you following?
600.
That ratio.
That's not bad.
You have a better ratio. You have a better ratio.
I do, but...
Anyways, as we take a look at this, I read the story this morning, and it seriously stuck with me. Over the past few weeks, Mona Lisa Perez of Halsted, Minnesota, and her boyfriend Pedro Ruiz III began a quest because they wanted to be YouTube famous.
I know this story.
Do you? Did you see this morning?
I could not believe it.
I'm dumbfounded. I'm like sick over it. They started posting videos of them pulling off pranks. He climbed onto a tree, and they had like set up the tree branch to fail, and he fell out of the tree. Oh man, that's crazy. Or his girlfriend fed him a donut covered in baby powder instead of powdered sugar. Oh, that's crazy. Well, Monday, the couple was like, hey, we need more fans. We need more followers.
Were these guys
on our
already
YouTube page.
Popular?
No.
Oh, they weren't.
19 years old and 22 years old. So here's what happened. They were setting up a stunt where he, the 22-year-old boyfriend, was going to hold an encyclopedia, and she was going to shoot the book with a gun, and the bullet was not going to go through the encyclopedia because they tested it before, and the bullet was stopped by the book.
What kind of gun? Would say
that's the worst part about it is they obviously had no concept of what they were doing.
Mm-mm.
Because it was a 50 caliber.
Oh my goodness.
Obviously they really 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 wanted more followers and fans, so they're like, we got to get a Desert Eagle. It was a gold Desert Eagle 50 caliber.
That's like
pistol.
A gun you don't mess with,
right? It's not something that you mess with, obviously, at all.
Mm-hmm.
But to help persuade his girlfriend pull off the stunt, he showed her a book that he had previously shot himself and said, hey, it didn't go through this book.
He shot it with the Desert Eagle, the same gun?
No, they don't believe so. They don't believe so. But this was hey... This is going to be a great stunt.
Yeah.
50 but she, they didn't realize
she's pregnant, isn't she?
Dude, this is. The sheriff said, I really have no idea what they were thinking, obviously. I just don't understand the younger generation on trying to get their 15 minutes of fame.
Mm.
Well, he held the book. She pulled the 50 caliber Desert Eagle and shot from about a foot away.
Oh, my gosh.
And it cleared the book, obviously.
Yeah.
And shot him in the chest. And he is dead. Over a YouTube stunt.
Goodness.
Like trying to get followers, wanting to be famous. And I just feel like that is one of the most preventable and dumbest things you can do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because obviously it's this weird, you know, the sheriff said, you know, there's this culture that fosters this in which money and stardom can be attained by those who attract a loyal internet following with their antics. And so in the couple's last video, Perez and her boyfriend considered what it would be like to be one of those stars when we have, quote, 300,000 subscribers. That's what they were trying to get to. The bigger we get, I'll be throwing parties. Why not?
Jeez.
Instead, a couple hours after they posted that video, she was arrested and booked into Northwest Regional Correction Center on suspicion of reckless discharge of a firearm.
Yeah.
Prosecutors are charging her with second-degree manslaughter. Maximum sentence of 10 years in prison, fine up to $20,000, or both. She's pregnant with her second child at 19. Yeah.
There's a first child?
Yeah, they already have a three-year-old.
Wow,
yeah.
So both those are his kids?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
So the department has video recordings of the shooting, adding that they obviously would not release them. They said, according to the different interviews, they interviewed the aunt of the boyfriend who said, we called him our little daredevil.
Wow.
He put a dangerous twist on everything he did. One time he jumped into a swimming pool from the top of the house. She shot him from about a foot away while he held a 1.5-inch thick book to his chest. She used a firearm that she said matched the pistol that was found at the scene. I guess the boyfriend had been trying to get her to fire the gun for a while. They state that he had set up one camera on the back of a vehicle and another one on a ladder to capture the entire stunt, so they had multiple camera angles. To help persuade her pull the trigger, he had even shown her a book that he had previously shot himself, just in, you know, in the, so that, you know, the bullet didn't go all the way through, so it's okay. It's going to work. We're going to get a lot of followers. And
did you say where they got the Desert Eagle?
It doesn't say. The gun, they said, as far as they know, he owned it, and it was legal for him to own it. Another aunt of the boyfriend said that the nephew rationalized that the stunt was a way to get more viewers and get famous. He's been trying to convince her to do the stunt for a while now, and everybody's like, this is stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Don't do it. They've only posted about 18 videos on their YouTube channel since May, but obviously, gosh.
Man, hearing the story really hits home for me because I've been in that exact same situation as those two. Not as far as someone
you've been
dying.
In the exact same situation. Somebody wanted you to hold
wanting them. To be like, not is that, back in the day, it wasn't to get more followers, it was to get more listeners.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Buck and I used to do stunts that could have killed
somebody,
our stunt kids. And people around the world even did some of the same stunts that we did, and people have died from doing it.
Right.
So when I hear about stuff like that, I just get so mad at myself because, thank you, Lord.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Right. It's not worth
it really
the risk.
Wasn't. Right. I mean, there was some, when I look back, there was some pretty, we got some pretty good entertainment out of it. But at the same time, it was stupid.
Right.
It was just dumb.
Right. And at what cost? Because, you know, the end of this article, I'm quoting the New York Times here, but they were saying that, you know, it was Wednesday afternoon. Their videos, you know, had, you know, between 200 to maybe 3,000 views. And now, as of the shooting, many of them, most of them have several thousands. And their final video, which was linked to the news report, has more than 83,000. And that number's just climbing because now so many people are interested
in
there.
See.
What's tragic is, you know, one recent video was her taking viewers with her to the doctor's office to discover the gender of their baby. And so they're excited. And
just
she's,
do that.
She's hoping for a boy.
That's interesting.
And it's a boy, and that's exciting. And now it's tragic because this unborn child will never know their father. And it's the saddest, dumbest way to go.
Yeah, I had to throw down on my youngest son a couple months ago because he watches YouTube. He doesn't even watch regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught him preparing for a stunt. Like he was going through the, you know, cabinets trying to find things to do the stunt. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
Oh, there's this YouTube guy that I watch and there's this challenge that's going around and I want to do this challenge. And I was like, what is it? So I found out what it was. And it was like the cinnamon challenge.
Right.
Oh, dude.
And like people have died.
People
from
have
that.
Died from like inhaling the cinnamon.
Yeah. Like it gets
I've done
stuck.
It. Okay.
Really?
I have done it on the radio.
Oh, man.
With Double J.
Ooh.
And it was it was
horrible.
You can't
breathe? Does it like clog your?
It burns. It burns so bad. And it's not worth it.
Yeah. Dude, when we did the YouTube show, Stand By For Awesome, he swapped out habaneros, which were already really hot, for ghost peppers without telling me.
Almost went to the emergency room.
I was freaking out. I seriously thought I wasn't, because I hadn't eaten, and I'm reading all this stuff, and it's like, if you're going to try and pull a stunt, make sure you coat your stomach with a banana or all these different things that you can do to where it doesn't hurt you. But I didn't know we were eating ghost peppers, and all of a sudden, I was in bed for like 2 days.
Right.
Like, I was doubled over in so much pain because it literally burned your esophagus.
Someone took like a spoon and was like carving the insides of your stomach out.
It was horrible.
Awful.
All for a stupid YouTube video for a show we don't even
do
anymore.
We might have had 500 people that watched it. So stupid.
And I don't get entertainment out of that.
I don't either.
I don't like watching people in pain.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You know, I don't even like the gym videos that go around of people like getting like, it hurts me.
Right.
Like, I can't watch it.
Yeah.
The gym fails?
I just don't understand.
I don't like them.
Oh, I love those.
No. Okay. No.
Him and DJ Bossman Dan, they make me crazy. They're constantly watching like fail videos.
It hurts.
No, I know. But you don't know if they're
it's
okay.
True. Some of them you're like, oh man,
that guy's dead.
Paralyzed for life.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. So I'm like, no, I can't watch those. Mm-hmm. I can't. But, I mean, obviously a lot of people can because they're so popular. And this kid just totally lost his life because he was thinking he was going to become famous with this stunt that no one will ever see now.
That's a reminder for parents to check on your kids, see what they're doing, because I threw down on Landon. I'm like, you will not ever, ever do any challenge unless it's approved by your mom or me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And even then, seriously, you're going to be banned from YouTube for life.
Man, can I turn it around with a good story now? Because we have a couple minutes and I'm like depressed.
Yes, please.
Because the other things people gravitate to, thankfully, is generosity on Facebook. You see these stories. I got a story of a guy in Texas that just, it'll bring you to tears. A dude in Texas recently found out a 20-year-old had to walk 3 miles in the heat to get to work every single day. So he decided to raise a bunch of money, buy him a car, and surprise him. And there's a video making the rounds on Facebook of him surprising the kid with the car.
Justin, you can't imagine.
Audio's awesome.
It's great audio.
I wanted him.
What?
So, did he walk to work, buddy?
Uh-huh. Can't understand.
Okay.
Ooh, right. What? Woo!
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that went right.
Beautiful. That's very sweet.
That video. This is why that video doesn't have a ton of views. That audio was terrible. It's like, Jason,
we want you.
So here's the deal. Andy Mitchell spotted a young dude in a fast food uniform walking along the side of the road on a 95 degree summer day. This was in Rockwall, Texas. So he decided to pull over, see what the kid was doing. He rolled down his window, offered the man, 20-year-old named Justin Corvo, a ride, not knowing how much this gesture would probably impact this dude for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. When he was driving to work at Taco Casa, he discovered that this dude normally walks 3 miles to work and home every day. He was determined to save up some money and someday, he hoped, be able to afford a car. So after dropping Corvo off, Mitchell posted about the dude's determination on Facebook. Said, quote, to all the people that say they want to work but can't find a job or don't have a vehicle, all I can say is you obviously don't want it bad enough.
Boom.
Hundreds of people in the community saw the post, including Sammy Doubt the Waffle Mama. It's the owner of Sammy's Pizza Italian Bistro in Rockwall. He offered to put a donation box inside the pizza joint to aid him in his quest to buy a car. In less than 48 hours, they had raised more than $5,500.
No way.
Wow.
Just from the box at this pizza joint in Texas.
Oh, man. Tell me there's awesome. A GoFundMe.
So that's when Danny Rawls, the general sales manager at a Toyota of Rockwall, heard the story, presented it to the general manager, and said, hey, let's help get this kid a car, man.
And now he's driving a Lamborghini. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's not
look at him. It's bright yellow.
You are the ruiner of stories. Oh, man. The boss agreed, and they reduced the price on a 2004 Toyota Camry to where they could pay for it with the $5,500.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So they sent him a private message and said, hey, man, give me a call. I have a car that would work for this kid. Not only did they have enough money to buy the car, they had enough left over to pay for his insurance for an entire year.
Wow.
Plus 2 years' worth of oil changes and a $500 gas card for this kid.
That's so great.
So last Friday, they drove the white Toyota Camry to the Taco Casa and said, hey, man, can you come outside for a minute? Said, quote, Justin, you can't imagine all the people who wanted to help you. Oh, sorry, hold on. Justin. You can't. Instead of walking to work, buddy, you're going to drive this car from now on. He looked at him in disbelief, said, are you serious? And he said, yes, it's your car.
Oh.
This is your car. He gave every single person there a hug, wiping tears from his eyes as he walked towards it. We want you to know, seriously, this community, we love nothing better than to have someone who works hard. We take a lot of pride in it. It's hot out here. We can't believe you walk even 1 mile in this heat. And there it is. They gave him.
I love that. Yeah. That's a great story.
Yeah. 2004, man.
Beautiful.
That's an old car. I feel like they could have done better.
I feel like they could have done a GoFundMe, and they probably could have raised hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
Yeah, right? No, it's absolutely incredible.
It is cool.
So.
All right. We got to take a quick break. 585 Live if you want to text in. We'll be right back.
And now, another episode of Pun Theater.
Pun Theater!
You know what?
What?
I call my iPhone the Titanic.
Why?
Because it's always sinking.
No. Whoa! No.
Pun Theater!
I knew you would appreciate that one. Good morning, everybody.
Tex and Steve-O and Brittany Flowers. She's hanging out with us.
Yep.
Just kicking it.
Hearing her tummy ache.
Yeah, my stomach doesn't feel very good.
I'm hungry, yo.
I'm not hungry.
I'm so hungry. Was it the pastry at 5 o'clock in the morning?
No, because it was dirt tummy was hurting before that.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well,
sorry.
Sorry. Thalia's like, no STL today? Nah, dog.
No.
Nate, don't roll like that. We already did one this month.
That's good. We got our one
you.
In.
Thank you. We got a freedom celebration tomorrow, so everybody's preparing for that.
Yeah, everybody here at Calvary is just gearing up.
Yeah.
2 days.
It's going to be cray-cray.
Stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you can make it out. It's a free event. Friday and Saturday, got fireworks on Saturday night with Colton Dixon mm-hmm. and Stephen Christian and Joey from Anne Boleyn throwing down some wildflowers. Wildflower? Man, I just can't anymore. I'm just going to go and, I don't know, push carts at Costco. It's going to be my job now.
I'm just going to...
It's 9:09.
I'm typing a letter.
Did we already do our traffic?
No. Okay. High today of 98 degrees.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, wrong button.
Dex, come on, man!
Why isn't it working?
Get it together!
What the heck, man? Oh, now it shuts off. Sorry. Traffic!
You're going to be okay, buddy.
I don't know.
Traffic lights are working incorrectly.
And that's the 4th of July.
Three intersections on Coors. Coors at Western Trail, Sevilla, and at Sequoia. So expect some delays. Treat it as a four-way stop. But definitely backed up in that area. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design, forthegood.com. Those are, you know. Saw Sean this week while I was getting my Wolverine. Get my Wolverine! 585. I'm sorry. 505. 508. 5658.
Just take some time maybe to do a little recording like we do with
Barry. 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 8 FM.
Guys, 10 years ago, in 2007, the first iPhone went on sale.
Mm.
Today. iPhone 8. Coming out here September.
Mm.
Siri, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me.
Thank you. And I just love your ways. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you.
Guess that's why Dex broke and I'm so paid.
Dude, speaking of broke,
yeah.
We broke Brittany Flowers.
We did. We broke her.
Poor thing is back there dying. She hasn't said a word in like 5 minutes.
I know.
Right, do you need to go to the hospital?
Yep.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Athelia says, B-Flow, you look beautiful. A little pale, but beautiful.
little pale.
See, I need a spray tan.
No, I think you're dying over there.
Okay.
No.
I mean, seriously.
I've never seen you like this.
No way.
I'm just waiting for you guys.
No, I'm waiting for Brittany right now. I just hope she's all right. I'm just praying right now.
Mm.
Praying for her.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's talk about this. See if you guys can guess this. Don't look over here, Kate.
Gosh.
Did you already look?
Not really.
Okay, don't look.
36%? Is that what it's
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Okay,
you have really good eyes.
What's the rest?
Okay, I'm looking. My back is to both of you. Is this like a quiz thingy?
I'm going to win the quiz.
Okay.
I'm
all
ready.
Right, cool. Both of us are turning away.
Ready.
Let's do this.
Okay, you ready to do this, guys?
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay.
You said we're ready.
I call this the morning mindbender. You guys ready?
Yeah!
We're ready!
36% of millennials say blank are better for communication than English.
Emojis.
You looked. You?
No, I didn't. I swear. Look! I swear on everything. I didn't look. I'm just so smart.
Oh, was that the answer then? So I don't get a guess.
What do you think it is, Steve-O?
Is it emojis?
We can't guess the same thing.
Text speak. You know, where you're like, BRB, like, you know.
Yeah, whatever. B4.
I'm so smart.
You're really good at Family Feud. You hit the buzzer first. Mm-hmm.
According to a new survey, 36% of people between 18 and 34 say that emojis and GIFs are better for communicating.
GIFs?
I was going to say GIFs. I like GIFs much more than emojis.
Yeah. We have a friend who speaks almost exclusively in GIF. His name is Dale.
Yeah. He does.
That's how I know.
I know. I'm so glad.
Do I still
have
to have my back turned, or was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
No, I thought it was like a game. That wasn't
Me
even
too.
A game.
It was. Boo. 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 Boo.
Your mind bender's dumb.
Boo. We want more mind bending.
Boo. I thought it was going to be like, and now I'm going to give you certain emoji phrases, and you have to tell me what they're saying or something.
Emoji language?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like emojis. Like, let's talk to each other in emoji.
Because that's great for radio.
Yeah.
I love that we both did a face. Except I don't think I really did mine because mine was the guy that has, like, all the teeth, but he's like, and you just stuck your tongue out.
All right, I have a couple games to choose from, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay.
I have date or fake.
Ooh.
What is that?
It's either a dating service or it's a fake dating service.
I love it.
Or...
Oh, man, that's not fair. She knows all of those.
Or,
how would I know? Excuse me.
She knows
me.
All of these. What do these initials stand for? That's another game we can do.
Well, there you go, because we're talking emojis and things like that. Okay, I got to turn my back to you.
Which game do you want to play?
B-Flow, you represent game number one, and I'll be game number two, and we'll do paper, rock, scissors for it.
Okay.
Okay, but do you go, shoot? Like, is it you
one,
shoot on
two,
three?
Go?
Go? Yeah.
Oh, I don't care. Your choice.
Well, okay. We do one, two, go. Because some people one, two, three,
shoot,
go.
And you're and like, what?
I thought I was. You're like 8 seconds late on this. So,
okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Here.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh my gosh. Man. We literally just went over the instructions. And now I can't because
no.
You saw me throw paper.
No, I was rock.
But you were still like
I was going with rock.
You were going with rock?
Yeah.
Okay, I won.
I swear I was going with rock.
We're going with game two. I won. All right,
so what
do
these initials stand for as the game is going with? Here we go.
Already winning.
Here we go, guys.
1-0 me.
All right.
Oh, wait, are we going to alternate or are we going to like... Do we need to do buzzer?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll just go with it.
We'll just go with the beef flow.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I see what I did.
All right, what do these initials stand for?
Ladies first.
CVS.
Oh, man, that's not fair.
Because it's easy?
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
See, I didn't think that would
be easy. Lifeline?
No, dude, CVS.
CVS. What does CVS
stand for? The gang that's like rivals of the Walgreens gang?
Is the first word consumer.
Yes.
Dang it.
I don't know. I really don't know. What's the other one? What's the V?
Viva? Vegetable?
No, I really don't know. Do you really know
vegetable?
It,
Steven?
No, it's because when CVS started out, it was just for animals, and so when they got big in the pharmacy game, they upped it and went to humans as well. It stands for Consumer Veterinarian Services.
Gosh, what is it?
Don't look over here.
Okay, sorry.
Consumer value stores.
Oh, I got consumer, so I win.
You did, because I was already going to be wrong on the C.
Okay. I'm so smart.
All right, and if you guys get to the point where you don't know at all, I'll give you the multiple choice, okay?
Oh, there's multiple choice?
No, there's not multiple choice.
I mean, there can be if you guys are stuck.
Yeah, but like, are you going to have to make some up on the spot?
No.
Or like, oh, there's multiple choice.
Yeah.
We should do multiple choice.
Well, I want to see if you guys know these.
Okay.
First.
Okay.
What's next?
All right.
All right, ESPN. What does ESPN stand for?
She's in TV. That's not
fair. No, I don't think I know. Sports?
Well, that's in there.
Yes, I know. I was starting with the S.
Extra sports.
Network?
Probably network.
Network? Did I get network?
Entertainment.
Yep. There's two.
Sports.
Okay. Yeah.
Passionate.
You need the E
network.
And the P.
Entertainment.
It's not entertainment?
What?
Is it entertainment?
Yes.
I said entertainment.
Okay.
Sports.
Okay.
Sports.
Practically. The network.
Professional. What is it?
I love how Steve was like, come on, man. You're giving us easy ones.
Yeah. What?
It's Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's not called, I just call it ESPN. Like, It's and there's no and in between, so it's not Aesopin. Mm-hmm. So I forgot the and.
Wow. What's next?
You guys are terrible at this.
Yeah.
What does CBS stand for?
CVS?
No, CBS.
Consumer.
CBS.
Consumer Broadcasting Station.
Oh. Broadcasting? Is that the B?
Commercial Broadcast Station.
Did he get it?
He's terrible. Connection. Broadcasting.
Creative.
Support.
What is it?
Okay, let me give you multiple choice.
Collaborative brain soul.
Is it Capital Broadcasting Service?
Yep.
No.
Complete Broadcasting Service?
No.
Channel Band System?
No.
Or Columbia Broadcasting System?
Oh, all of these are off.
They're all wrong.
They're all wrong.
I'm going with A.
I'll go with D. Columbia House Records.
Columbia Broadcasting System was the correct
really?
Answer, yeah.
What?
Columbia Broadcasting System.
Right.
Why'd you then?
Because you were wrong.
Oh.
And you're the only one that matters in here, apparently.
True.
Okay. DKNY.
Oh, DKNY. That's the cologne
Denim?
That he uses.
Denim? No.
Dracar Noir. Wait. No.
Noir with a K. Noir with a K.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
K-N.
Yeah. It's European.
DKNY. It's
New York.
Dracula.
New York's in there.
Yeah, yes. Dang it. But,
all right, is it Diana Corin, New York?
No.
Is it Dolce and Cavana, New York? Or is it Diane Carroll, New York? Or Donna Karen, New York?
Donna.
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 It's Dracar Noir.
It's Donna. Donna Karen, New York.
Yes.
Right.
We're not good at this
no,
game.
No, I feel like we should have done the dating
date
game.
Date or fake.
All right, let's move up to date or fake. You want to do date or fake?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
But were we done with the other one?
Yeah, that's a stupid game.
Yeah, we're done because we're dumb.
Okay.
This game is called date or fake. Here we go. With so many online dating services.
So many.
Catering to every desire.
So many.
It's getting hard to know if it's a real dating site or not. I'm going to throw in real ones with ones that are completely made up. I made these other ones up, okay?
Okay.
We'll start with you, Brittany.
Okay.
Fitbitlove.com.
Fake.
You're going to go with fake?
Yep.
No way, dude, because Fitbit, like people have gadgets.
Fake.
But they can't meet real people because everything's computerized for them. So they're like, I need to find somebody else
nope.
to Fitbit my lifestyle.
Here's what it says. We match you up with people who are just as active as you are based on how many steps you both take per day.
Dude.
No.
The slogan is love, one step at a time.
Oh. I think it's real. I think Fitbit love sounds cool, man.
So, no. Brittany, you're going with fake.
It's better than the initial website design, which was Apple Watch Your Back. And it was like for stalkers who were fans of people that were fit.
Right.
Now I have to take that one off. I totally made that one up.
Did you really?
No, I didn't. I didn't at all.
It's real?
No, it's not. Oh, no. This is FitbitLove.com is fake.
Dex. Hey, Dex. What? Before you tell us lies, can you remember which ones are real and which ones are fake?
No.
You've been wrong.
Just made one up. And I was saying that I put that one down.
I got it, Dex.
Thank
I was
you.
With you. Okay, next.
Here we go.
Ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is this dating site real or fake? Genderbendermatch.com. Why choose between being male or female? This is so 2010. Meet like-minded singles who refuse to be defined by gender. The slogan is, have fun, keep them guessing. Is that a real dating site or a fake?
Here's what's tragic is I really don't know because it's 2017.
Fake?
Gender?
You say fake?
Man.
I kind of think it's real.
All right, I'm going to say
keep
fake.
Keep guessing, man. I'm going with real.
Genderbendermatch.com is fake.
Okay, thank you, Lord.
Goes to Brittany.
Thank you so much.
All right, here we go. Here we go, man.
So far, you're two there.
I feel bad because I thought that was real, and then I just realized in my brain I was thinking of Ginger Bender, and it was for yoga instructors with red hair.
Oh,
I was way off.
Yes.
Dang it.
All right, here we go.
Dang it!
Is this dating site real or fake? HairToShare.com. It's the place to meet men and women who love hair from top to bottom and everywhere in between. Okay. Slogan is...
What?
Slogan is...
We hair because we care.
I can't even say the slogan.
Really?
All right. Fake, next.
You're going to say fake?
Dude, I want to know the slogan.
You can't do it. No, don't do it.
All right.
HairToShare.com. Brittany says fake.
I'm gonna go with real because it's embarrassing Dexter over there.
That's 3-for-3 for Brittany.
Oh my gosh! Are any of these gonna be real?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, here we go. All right.
Great. We lost Dex.
Right.
We lost right. him.
I'm
this
good.
Is like the first
I'm
time
good.
You have done this.
Okay.
Come on, Dexter.
Fidgetwinners.com. Is that a real dating site? Fidgetwinners.com. It's the number one place online to meet other singles dealing with neurological disorders that cause shaking. And involuntary twitching. It's approved by the American Neurological Society. The slogan is, love is exciting, so hold on for dear life.
No.
Is that real or fake?
It's fake, but...
Are you sure?
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh.
It's fake.
Wait.
No!
To cash in on the trend of fidget spinners, I've got to go with real at this point.
You've gotten real off.
Every time. I know. But they can't all be fake. They can't all be fake. One of these is going to be right. I'm saying real. I honestly say real.
You think fidgetwinners.com is real? No. Goes to Brittany. Okay. This is good. All right.
Next up.
Real or fake?
I feel like we've been here.
Plumbersunion.com.
What?
Plumbersunion.com. It's a common meeting place to meet like-minded people with a passion for the plumbing trade.
Ooh.
We love our profession and don't get offended by endless plumber's crack jokes. Slogan. Bend over and crack a smile. Real or fake?
What is the slogan?
Yeah, can we get the full slogan, please, before we decide?
Bend over and crack a smile. Is it real or fake?
Fake. I'm going with fake.
No, man, you're going fake again?
I'm going real, man.
Wow.
At some point... Plumbers Union sounds too normal.
It does.
Like
it's
farmers
like
only.
Farmers only, yeah.
I'm going real. I'm going real.
Goes to Brittany again.
Oh, my God! Did you just make all this up so you can make yourself laugh, you jerk?
Okay, here we go.
None of these are real.
No, they are.
You gotta mix them in.
All right, here we go. Ghostsingles.com.
Shut up.
What?
If you're looking for love and you're dead, Ghost Singles is the site for you. Chat, date, and have fun with other post-life singles. The slogan, if you're mortal, this isn't the dating site for you.
Okay.
No offense.
Is it real or fake? You're so stupid.
Ghostsingles.com.
No.
It's not real?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's the one that I've leaned the most to being real.
But what if it's for, like, goth kids or something?
Yeah.
They just want to watch Beetlejuice and...
They're dead.
Listen to The Cure and... But dead like inside. They're dead inside, yeah. Exactly. But they're alive, but they're dead, bro. And you guys just wouldn't get it.
That's right.
Right.
What are you going to go with?
Oh, I'm going to go with fake, but that's the one that I most wanted to say real on.
You're
going to
go
so
with
far.
Fake?
Yep.
Steve-O, are you going to stay with real?
Yeah, I've got to, because there's no way all of these are fake. And if they are, I'm so mad at you. I'm going real.
GhostSingles.com is absolutely real.
Shut up!
No! It's a dating site.
No way!
I should have stuck with my gut.
You should have, because I actually, on the flip side, that was one of the few that I was like, this is fake.
Oh, come on. I really thought
that way. It was like, there's no way. They're for dead people? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's real, guys. That is real. Right. How do you sign up
dead
for an account?
Dead people need love, too.
Yeah, I know, but how do you... Okay. How do you sign up for an account
go
if
there.
You're dead?
Google it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Is this a real or fake dating site? Uglyschmucks.com.
Real.
Really? Wow.
Wow, you went quick.
What's the slogan?
Don't be judged for how you look. Be judged for what's on the inside. The slogan is, sometimes dating can get downright ugly.
Okay.
Real. Definitely real.
Oh, man.
You can say real, too. I'll allow it.
Thank you, Beeflo. Mm-hmm.
You guys gonna say real?
But on the flip side, I think this one's too realistic.
Oh.
So he's trying to trick us, because this whole time he's been tricking us. I'm going to say fake.
Uglyschmucks.com is real.
Oh, my God.
Been a member for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dex isn't just a member. He's also the president.
Okay. A couple more here. Deadmeat.com.
Ooh.
Deadmeat.com. It's a dating and networking site to enable people in the funeral home and death industry to meet like-minded individuals. The slogan, if you've been dying to meet someone who shares your interests, you've come to the right place.
Fake.
Man. What's it called?
Deadmeat.com.
That just seems so insensitive that I don't think anybody in like the funeral business industry would actually find it appropriate. So on that, I'm going to have to say fake. We're driving the same Honda.
You guys both said fake?
We
said fake Dex.
That's real, guys.
No,
shut
up.
That is real.
No, it's not.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm Googling it right now.
Google it.
I'm going to, because now I just don't trust you.
Meat.com.
That's real.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking it up because I don't trust you.
Look it up.
Okay.
Look it up, man. Join now.
Okay.
I think I have one more. Your cause or...
You're a liar!
What?
That is not real!
Yes, it is! It says date next to it. It's real, okay?
No, dude.
How you spelling it? How you spelling it?
Deadmeat.
Thank you.
Okay.
How did you spell it?
I spelled it meat, and it's probably
E-E-T.
M because it's dead meat.
Got it. Yeah. I was thinking meat as well.
Oh my gosh. I apologize.
Wow. Okay.
It's a dating and networking site to enable people in the death industry to meet like-minded individuals. This is actually real.
Thank you.
I can't believe it. I was thinking M-E-A-T, and I thought it was so inappropriate. It's real, guys.
Wow.
For, like, morticians, taxidermists, crematorium techs.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. This is a real dating site, and now I can't leave.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh gosh! Okay, I gotta get out of this website.
Okay.
Wow, I apologize, Dex. I thought you were lying.
It's okay. It's all right. One more here. Is this a real dating site or a fake dating site? Yourcauseormine.com. Whoa.
You okay?
Whoa.
He's getting a little choked up.
I'm okay.
He's really sensitive when it comes to causes and issues
and
sociological things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a place to meet people who share your cause, related interests. The slogan, get involved, and maybe get involved.
Real?
Real.
You know what's sad?
I can see that being a market for that.
I like all the fake ones better. Because I think this is too boring and normal, so therefore it's got to be real.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Good job. That was fun.
Was it?
Good game. Good game, Brittany.
I'm going to have to teach you how to host things, man. You're Whatever. Supposed to mix them up.
So, yeah, the first five were fake and the last five were real.
I thought that you guys would have thought I would have done like two fake and then one real, so I totally switched it up on you guys.
Ooh.
That's how I roll, man. All right, we got to take a break. Brittany Flowers hanging out with us. We'll finish off our headlines. And it's almost time to get out of here. Are you going to survive, Brittany?
I don't know. Oof. We'll find out.
Okay, we'll be right back.
What's going on in the news today?
Couple of big off-season moves in the NBA. LA Clippers point guard Chris Paul has been traded to Houston. And New York Knicks president Phil Jackson is out after 3 years.
The Goodwin Fire in central Arizona has forced evacuations of several communities.
Little Rock, Arkansas, a man yelled this.
Freedom!
And officials say he drove his vehicle into the brand new Ten Commandments monument at the state capitol.
The new leader of South Korea is on his way to the U.S. to meet President Trump during a period of escalating security worries on the Korean Peninsula.
Nikki Haley saying the U.S. is ready to flex its international muscle.
Our friends and our rivals know that America has once again found its voice at the United Nations.
Shipping giant FedEx now says deliveries by its TNT Express subsidiary have been slowed because of that cyber attack.
34 wildfires now burning in the West.
Congressional Republicans are facing widespread disapproval of how they're handling efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Yeah, girl. Facebook Live, trying to reconnect. Just give it a sec. I see you swirling around. Due to poor wireless connection, your broadcast has been paused. Oh.
What happened?
There it is. You might want to find a better signal, Steve. Or we could just end the broadcast now.
Why are you talking like this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's trying to reconnect.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying, man.
I know, but I was...
Brittany, how you holding up? You all right?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, I guess it helped.
I'm here.
Sorry
am.
About
In
that.
The background.
I thought you were on the floor just puking.
Okay.
Man.
Not yet.
Not yet, guys.
Believe in you, B-Flo. Oh, look, it froze in a precarious...
I love it.
Dex's...
I like that angle shot on me.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You're
what
good.
Am I doing?
Thanks. It is 9:40.
High today of 98 degrees.
Traffic!
Taking a look at the roads. This morning, everything's looking good. Unless, of course, you live out by, like, Rio Puerco, dog. I-40 East at Cañoncito School. Exit 133. All the lanes are blocked because of a semi-rollover. So, that's no bueno. Let's look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com. Or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Brittany, have you seen The Goonies?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Why?
Because it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I was kind of sad. My 11-year-old rocked a sleepover two nights ago, and they texted and they said, has your kid seen Goonies?
Oh.
Or is it okay for your kid to see Goonies?
Please tell me.
And I was like, yeah. Because he was with his friends having a sleepover. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's an epic experience.
Yeah.
He's 11. It's like a good time.
It's a great movie.
And then the other half of me, the dad half, was like, but I wanted to experience Goonies with him for the first time.
Oh.
But
no Goonies!
It was like, do I remove that cool experience from him and give him a lame night because dad's selfish? Or do I just let him have a good night and just deal with that? And I sacrificed my first experience with Goonies with my 11-year-old so he could enjoy it.
There you go.
He loved it.
Good job. Well, then he'll watch
gushing.
It again with you.
Exactly. Because his brother hasn't seen it. So
such a great movie.
Yeah, dude! It's a rite of passage when you're a kid. I saw it as a kid with my dear friend Derek, and we didn't, you know, we didn't have grown-ups around
right?
us.
Did you guys go hunt for treasure?
Dude, that's literally, that's one of the things we talked about. I lived in Four Hills.
Yeah.
And we like, rocked it up into the mountains, and it was like, we're going to find treasure.
There's a pirate ship somewhere
body.
Up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made sense.
Heck yeah, man.
You know, like a 9-year-old. Yep. Heck yeah, there's a pirate ship up in these mountains. If Noah's Ark can be up in a mountain, so can a pirate ship in New Mexico.
That's right.
Yay!
Exactly.
All right, let's jump into some headlines.
All right. You know, we've all seen people put all sorts of stupid things in their passenger seat to try and drive in the carpool lane, but usually people pick one that, I don't know, won't attract extra attention. Not the case with this dude. He got pulled over for speeding in Alpharetta, Georgia. Alpharetta? Georgia. Whatever.
Beautiful there.
He had a life-size stuffed alien in the passenger seat, wearing a seatbelt and everything. But the guy wasn't using the alien to drive in the carpool lane at the time, and apparently he wasn't speeding that badly. So he just wound up getting a warning and a pass to go home and watch X-Files on Netflix. There's actually a photo, and it's thoroughly creepy because it's a life-size alien.
Oh, that- wow. Oh, boy.
See, that's funny. I would just love to have that just to see what people's reactions are.
Right. That is awesome. And I immediately want one.
I love I love going for rides with Vader in the front seat because I have a pug. And when people see him at the window, they see Alien because he looks so crazy weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny to see people's reactions.
Man. That's great. Moving on.
Aliens are so great, guys.
You know what else is great? One of the greatest TV series of all time.
Friends.
It's called Friends. No. Yes, that's right. Gosh. Friends. Come on.
No.
Come on, Beef Alone. Just try one Amazon. I feel like you'd love it.
I could. I might.
It was the best. What was your like high school TV show when you were in high school? Like that you watched on the, you'd come home and you'd be like, I gotta watch me some
SpongeBob.
Okay. I said
I
when
did
she
watch
was
SpongeBob,
in high school.
Thank you.
Because that was like 20 years ago. So, yeah.
Not while Friends was on.
The Office?
When you were, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll accept that.
Okay.
90210?
Okay. No, dude, you're speaking of like
Melrose
an older.
Saved by the Bell?
No.
No,
Drake and Josh?
Dude, way wrong gender.
I love Drake and Josh.
No, not gender.
Way generation? Wrong gender, bro. Yeah.
Genderation?
Way wrong generation, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
So Friends in the Office. Cool, man. You're going to have no fun with this because I'm talking about Friends. It's one of those shows where the characters are pretty much hanging out at a coffee shop, you know, Central Perk, and they're drinking coffee. Lots and lots of coffee. And I'm sure if you're a big fan like Beeflo, you've always wondered which of the six main characters actually drank the most coffee.
Oh, man.
Well, some British writer combed through all 236 episodes and
Chandler.
Actually figured it out.
Rachel.
One character had 227 cups of coffee.
Wow.
Out of the 236 episodes, I would say... Dang, dude. That's crazy. That's a lot of cups of coffee.
Yeah.
That character's name.
Rachel.
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Yes. Phoebe won with 227 cups of coffee, followed by Chandler, 212 cups, and Monica with 198.
Wow.
The least amount of coffee was Rachel.
Oh.
She only had 138 cups of coffee throughout the entire 236 episodes.
Okay.
So there you go. Ross and Rachel were, towards the end. So there you go. Somebody just chimed in and said, Friends is the worst. Don't worry, guys. I just blocked him from texting and ever again. ever
again. Spend some time watching Friends. You'll love it.
Somebody else wants to know where we went because Facebook Live just went down. Don't worry. Our entire network just went down.
Cool, so, guys.
We don't have internet here right now.
Go old school. It's called an FM radio.
So, that's cool, man. It's real cool. So... Thanks to the internet and IT for breaking our internet. So now
we'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Do it live.
Do it live.
Yep. Okay. Cool. All right. Obviously, Phoebe also spent the most time on the most money on coffee, $408.10.
Wow.
That's $1.50 a cup plus a 20% tip. Yeah.
Huh.
On a related note, Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow were spotted getting dinner together on Tuesday night for all you Friends fans.
Oh, that's cool.
Does anybody care? Phoebe and Monica in real life.
That's cool.
We have photos of them if you guys... Okay, moving on. The most American-made car of the year is... Anyone care about cars? I know. Anyone care about the idea of American cars? Like, oh, but this is a Ford
Chevy, bro.
Or a Chevy. I grew up around that, where it's like, no way, bro. Yeah. Fords are dumb. No way, bro. Chevys are dumb.
Cars 3 just came out not that long ago.
Did you see it?
I saw the first 5 minutes.
I haven't seen it yet, but this is one of the downfalls of Little League / club baseball. You're always around other people, and kids don't know anything about spoilers, and the ending was totally ruined for me.
Oh, me too.
Granted, it's Cars. It's
that
Cars.
Kid still around?
But I was like, what?
That kid? The spoiler kid?
Yeah.
He's still doing it.
Still doing it. And it was like...
Even after you spanked him.
Oh, okay. I did not spank a random
Another
kid.
Person's child, Steven?
Okay. Stop looking at me like that, Dex, you idiot. I did not. I would never do that.
Just joking.
You're not coming near my kids.
Okay.
Yeah. You wonder why my kids don't go over to the Jeter house anymore?
That's why. That's right.
Here's the deal, though. The idea of American cars or any other car being tied to one country is totally obsolete in 2017, since now basically every car is assembled using parts and or factories in several countries. So, back in the mid-2000s, Cars.com started figuring out the most American car by looking at how many of the parts were made here, how much of the assembly happens here. This year, the most, quote, American car... is actually one that really feels American. Guess. What do you think is the most, quote, American car? Most parts here, assembled here?
I thought either Chevy or Ford, but then I don't know, man. I've always wanted this car, but I don't think it is. I'm going to say the Wrangler.
I don't know cars.
The Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, Is it a motorcycle?
Feels American. I said, gosh.
Is it a motorcycle?
It's one that feels all like totally American.
A motorcycle.
You get the top off when you have a Jeep. You get the American flag on the back.
Yeah.
Dex nailed it.
Did I?
Number one.
Yes!
Nice.
Yeah.
The number one most American car is the Jeep Wrangler. Most parts, most of the assembly here. Me too.
They're expensive.
They are. Mm. I always wanted one and then went and looked at one and I was like, 21,000?
Yeah,
are
they,
you kidding me?
I hear they hold
it doesn't
their value.
Even have a top. Somebody's just going to knife my
discount.
Top.
They hold their value, man.
Whatever. The top five, Jeep Wrangler, number one. Jeep Cherokee, number two. The Ford Taurus came in three. And then the Honda Ridgeline and Acura RDX rounded out the top five for most. The Honda was one of the most American cars.
Wow.
Okay. A new comforter has dual climate control. So you and your partner will both be happy. Look, Chrissy, we can sleep in the same bed again. I hate it right now. There's like a comforter war.
Really?
It's literally... Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. And I'm like, you know what? Cool, man. I'll see you tomorrow. Have fun.
She wants that little thin sheet, right?
That's all. That's it.
Why don't you just have like the comforter weird... like on you then?
Right.
Because it slides off. Because it's not... Like, you get a big
Dude,
comforter
life hack
and then
it
like... How do you life hack that?
You take some safety pins, bro, and you just pin them on to the bed.
But then you're like trapped, like in a womb or something. Like,
so?
And it's weird, like a cocoon.
No,
I don't want
like
to be
one side of it, like
cocooned.
In the middle of the bed.
What if I get hot? Oh,
like
I see what you're saying.
Of the bed.
So that I'll literally never have any interaction
yeah,
with my
sew
wife.
You into
it's okay.
It.
You know, we've been married almost 15 years. It's cool. All right, we'll just sew it to the middle of the bed.
There you go. Or
that's
just
a good
cut
idea.
The bed in two.
There's like this weird unwritten law that a couple can never be the same temperature. And so
why
this
is that?
May actually be the best invention ever to address it. A company in Montreal just created a comforter with dual climate controls. Split right down the middle. You can control it with an app to heat or cool each side however you want. This is insane.
I love it.
Not done yet. Crazy invention. The comforter also makes the bed by itself.
It makes the bed for you?
It literally rolls into the correct position when you're done using
hey,
it.
What?
That thing have Wi-Fi?
I'm just saying, dude. It costs a stupid amount of money. Although, actually, I shouldn't say that because I don't know what comforters cost these days. Are they expensive?
I don't know.
Would you drop $200 on a robot comforter that like makes itself?
No.
Okay. Well, it's $200.
I'm trying to think of the website. There's a really good website you can go to that has like really
They're cheap comforters. Really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
No, this one's a couple bills. Yeah, $200. It's scheduled to release to the world in September.
$200, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought that would be like $1,000.
You just
bucks.
Said that's it to a blanket.
Yeah, but it's got dual air control.
Hold on, let me say that again. You just said that's it.
It to, makes
to do a $200 blanket.
You.
It doesn't make the
sure
bed.
It does.
It rolls into the correct position when you're done. That does not make the bed. Like, how are the corners? Is it tucked in?
How do you know
like,
it's not going to kill you in your sleep?
Right, exactly. If it can roll and, like, quote, make itself and put itself in the
yeah,
correct position.
Yeah, if that thing starts sliding on me in the middle of the night, I don't know about that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the company's taking pre-orders right now, but it's a couple $100. But,
you know, if I had
mean,
that money.
For the fights that it saves, I guess.
I would love to just try out the, it's the washer and dryer combo, and it actually folds your clothes.
No. That's crazy.
It folds your clothes.
But does it do it the way that you like your clothes folded?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? That's why I want to know.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Uh-huh.
I have to go.
Oh. No. You can go.
I mean,
we got like 7 minutes. It's cool.
But I have to go now.
All right.
Okay. Well, like right now?
Like to the hospital?
I was
about.
Okay.
I was about. I'll tell a really good story.
Okay, I had a
good.
Really good one too.
Tell your story, cool. But I'm just gonna not
cool.
be
Next
in the
time,
room.
A couple months.
Do you need a key card? Do you need to go somewhere special?
No, I'm going. I'm leaving.
Oh, okay.
All right. But if that's what you want to do, we need the sad music. We need the sad music.
We just touched headphones.
Weird.
B-Flow out. Head
Bye.
Back to Virginia. Pray for the Flower family.
Pray for this flower child.
She's not feeling very good, guys.
Pray for my stomach, please.
Oh, B-Flow, we miss you. Where can people see? Can you see your show?
Like, yeah,
can
like
we watch
on
your
Facebook,
show?
Right?
Yeah, on Facebook.
We really
Daytime
can.
Blue Ridge. Daytime Blue Ridge.
I told you it's something weird like Good Morning Rona.
Good Morning Rona.
Yeah, because Daytime Good Blue Ridge sounds totally different than Good Morning Roanoke. Could it be Good Morning Blue Ridge? Is it Blue Ridge, the city that you're in?
No.
Oh. Wait, then why is it called Good Morning Blue Ridge?
Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh.
That's where the witches live.
Wake up, Blue Ridge.
Oh, gosh. Okay, bye.
Okay. She hates us. Goodbye.
Love you, B-Flow. We'll see you later, buddy. Bye.
Man.
Hope you find
see
your
you,
dad.
B-Flow. Love you. Okay. I'm so glad she's gone.
Oh, man. Woo, we still have so much show, guys. It's a boys' show now.
Boys are back.
Yeah,
turn down.
We're doing it.
That's right.
Woo. This is actually the end of it until tomorrow, 2 p.m. 4 p.m.
We're going live.
Tomorrow morning, you can expect the best of the best because we're putting together a best of. And by we, I mean Dex. And by putting together, I mean he's going to do it after the show because we both forgot. And then we've got Freedom Celebration. It kicks off at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Freedom!
And that's the 4th of July.
No. Well,
kind of. Not till next week there, lady.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
But, man, it's going to be awesome. 2 days. 2 days at Isotope Stadium. It's a freedom celebration.
I like this.
Pastor Skip Heitzik, be throwing down both days. Friday nights, Zach Williams, and a band called the Newsboys. And then Saturday, we have Stephen Christian and Joey Milligan of Amberlin. They're going to be playing some of the classic hit songs from Amberlin.
Yeah.
And Wildfires, that's Steven's new album. Got fireworks that night, Colton Dixon. It's free, guys. Both nights. But get there early, okay? You don't want to get... Because last year, a lot of people sat outside.
You don't want to get left out in the cold.
No,
and by cold,
don't.
I mean 100-degree temperature.
That's true.
It's going to be incredible, dude. We're going to be out there with interviews and fun and maybe some shirts. Who knows?
Yeah, well, if you can't make it out, we'll be doing the pre-show right here at Star 88. So 4 o'clock kicks off both days, right?
Yeah, both days.
FreedomABQ.org, where you can get all the information about the free event, Freedom Celebration.
Boom! Knighted!
Boom, knighted.
That's what I'm going to be saying all 4th of July for the fireworks every single time I light one. Boom. Knighted. Knighted. We did it, man.
Thank you to Brittany Flowers hanging out with us this
she
morning.
She came all the way to Albuquerque just to do the show
she
with
did.
Us for one
she
day.
No, nope, she didn't.
That was why. That's what she said.
We talked about...
Man.
Frosted Tips.
The top films where the bad guy wins.
Mm-hmm. We drank coffee with friends.
We also talked about a YouTube stunt that turned deadly for a couple and how you should just not try and be famous stupidly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of really awful dating sites out there.
Yeah, we learned all about that. So, and happy birthday to the iPhone. You are 10 years old.
Beautiful.
Still not old enough to watch Deadpool.
Thank you.
So stop streaming it.
Okay. Guys, we'll see you this weekend. Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.